Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know if the people from NBC are listening or not, but we got to do stunt programming.
Right.
Here's what you do. You run Friends for an extra 10 minutes. From 8:40 until 9 o'clock, you just put one camera on Jennifer Aniston's left nipple and one camera on Jennifer Aniston's right nipple. That's all.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
That's right.
Who would you do call?
That's right.
Don't call to play the name game.
That's right.
No calls to rape women.
That's right.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
That's right.
And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, we're starting.
Found out Mike Hunt filled in for me, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
You can get it.
Sit down, Danny.
Move to your left. Yeah. Move to your right.
That's
the
right.
The Don and Mike Show. Hey, the best thing you're going to find.
Go
the
it.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Before my lunch with Dennis Murphy today. I folded my hands and I prayed as I do before every meal. He's a man that some of you may know as Jesus Christ Superstar.
Superstar.
I know him as Bill Hochberg Superstar.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, what do you say, fans?
I'll tell you this, Phil.
That guy, Phil?
Yeah.
He's excited today.
Why?
He's got a brand new set of tuggers.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Keyhole Cunny and all the ships at sea. Hey, you'll laugh until your nipples bleed. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Robin.
Hello,
and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show still coming to you via the auspices of Westwood One. They're still really a network.
Yeah, they're the bestest.
It's a new episode we have coming at you on this Wednesday, January 17th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Again, 877-365-3636, your hotline to the hits. What can we say?
Welcome to my world.
Come on. Step on in. Get on a conference call.
Won't you come on in?
The water's fine, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on in. This is Dan.
Miracles, I guess.
That's Mel. There's Ken.
Still happens now and then.
There's Don. He's down in Florida.
Step into my heart.
Hey, look at that. There's a lion licking their feet.
And look.
Leave your cares behind.
Well, it appears to be some kind of squeezy toy. Oh, no, that's Jeremy.
Welcome
to this cesspool. And, of course, it's Bill with you in mind.
Bill with you in mind. Bill with you in mind.
Yes, everybody, welcome to Conference Call Wednesday.
Oh,
whoopee! Conference Call Wednesday. Now, as if today wasn't bad enough, because today's the day that I had to go pay off my Dennis Murphy bet.
Oh, yes, it's been a long time coming, and you finally paid your debt to society.
I did it, and as soon as Rob brings the CD in, he's bringing it on CD, I will share it with you.
Good.
Every agonizing moment.
Right.
I now know what you felt with Tom Gavin.
Absolutely. It's fun, isn't it, to go into a crowded restaurant with Dennis or Tom?
From getting out of the car to going in the restaurant to cutting his food.
Right.
Buttering his bread.
Sure.
Feeding him by hand. I mean...
Feeding him by hand.
You know, I fed him the bread by hand.
Really? Wow. You placed the bread in his mouth with your fingers.
You name it, I did it.
I've already heard the entire tape. It gets pretty graphic in the feeding, and it turned my tummy a little bit. He's been a long time with Dennis.
That's a good preview. I like that.
And not to mention the fact that at the very end...
Yes.
I have to give Dennis a ride to his car.
There you go, Dennis. Yeah. Right. Dennis couldn't park close to... He couldn't valet it?
Well, you know, I pointed out they got the sign outside that says, complimentary valet.
And even Dennis has, the single dollar that it would be, etiquette to tip the guy that's parking the car.
Parked about a mile away, he did. Oh, hey, Rob, did you find that Jamaican music or reggae music?
Staff is looking for it even as we speak.
All right, well, listen, without the music... We're going to announce how we're going to be giving away one of the ways that I hope we're going to be giving away a vacation for two to Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica, man.
On this show tomorrow. It's a fantastic vacation. Tomorrow, giving away a 5-day, 4-night trip for two to Jamaica, courtesy of the movie The Beach. Got the music?
It's got some vocals on it, but...
With Leo DiCaprio, now available to own on VHS and DVD.
Good.
Trip is courtesy of Beaches Resorts, man. The newest way, an ultra inclusive for everyone
making music
and the beach.
Yeah.
It's the closest we could find.
Wow.
All right, now let's... Oh, turn that off.
Jesus.
That's not Jamaican.
Did we get that from the same album collection that our sound effects were on yesterday?
Listen, here's what I'm thinking. Yesterday when I mentioned we had the trip to Jamaica to give away, Mike said... Been a long time since we had some good old-fashioned nudity.
Did I say that?
You did.
All right.
And that got me thinking.
That's what it was intended to do.
Jamaica. Jamaica. Okay. It's the Jamaican genitals contest. Jamaican me crazy with your genitals. Tomorrow on this show, we could do this a variety of ways. We could have a contest to find the prettiest genitals.
Right.
We could have a contest to find... The ugliest genitals. We could have the genital talent show.
Right.
We could have a genital costume show.
Why? I like that.
Either way, tomorrow it's going to be on this show, Genitals for Jamaica.
Fantastic.
And I think the best would be to find the prettiest genitals.
The prettiest genitals.
The best for us.
The prettiest genitals.
Of course, one question immediately pops to mind.
Yes.
This is a unisex competition?
Oh, no.
Good.
Oh, no.
Right.
This contest would be strictly for girls.
I see.
To see who has...
Prettiest genital contest it is.
To see what girl listening has the... Yeah, I do like it.
Why mess it up, so to speak?
Prettiest genitals, and it's genitals for Jamaica. Yeah, Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
I think we can make it the prettiest genitals, but... You can combine the dressing your genitals up, too, you see? You can make your genitals good. You know, it doesn't have to be a costume contest,
well,
but you
listen.
Can dress your genitals up any way you care to make them pretty.
There are some girls who look beautiful without any makeup.
Right.
Without any accoutrements.
Exactly.
There are some girls, you know, like Tammy Faye Baker, who've got to pour that stuff on to make themselves look decent. Yes, again.
Don, I think what we should do is it's all in the presentation. It's all in the way, you know, it's not just coming in and showing the genitals. It's how the genitals are presented as well.
Brilliant.
You can simply come in here and show your genitals if you want to, if you think that's good enough to win the contest.
If they're pretty enough.
Right, if they're pretty enough. But, I mean, you know, it's all about creativity. Now, Charlie, zip up your fly.
No, Charlie, this contest would be just for girls.
Now,
Charlie found the music.
Charlie found this?
Shondell Barton gave that to
me. Ah, Yaman.
Not that I've ever seen them, but I bet she could enter the contest.
Yeah.
Very good.
Ask.
Yeah, employees are not eligible, but if they were, go ask.
What was an employee that started strip trivia?
Leonora.
Leonora.
What did I say? Leonora?
You have been in conference calls today.
Leonora.
So is that it done? Is it done? The prettiest genital contest?
The prettiest genitals.
Wonderful.
Genitals for Jamaica.
Very good.
Now listen, girls, we're doing this tomorrow. Okay, because the trip is lickety-split, if you'll pardon the pun. And it's, as we mentioned, 5 days, 4 nights, a trip for two to Jamaica, staying at Beaches Resort, the newest wave and ultra all-inclusive for everyone at the beach. And what that means is you get to Jamaica, we pay for your airfare, we pay for your hotel, and then you get there and you eat and drink and you don't pay anything.
Very nice.
For as much as you like.
Yeah. Prettiest place contest.
Eat as much as you like, drink as much as you like. Genitals for Jamaica.
Genitals for Jamaica.
We're looking for the prettiest genitals. Hey, Lisa, not that I think you should enter, and you can't, but do you consider your genital area to be pretty?
Oh, yes, I do.
What makes your genitals pretty?
Good question, huh?
Come on. Well, what
difficult. Mine. Difficult. They're mine, she said.
Yeah. They're nicely manicured, landscaped.
Yeah.
And,
is that all you care
the
to say?
The phone's ringing. I got it.
All right. Okay. But see, the girl has confidence.
Yes, she does.
Lisa does think she has pretty genitals.
And I suddenly realize that we're going to want to take calls for women that want to participate.
Oh, you bet we are.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yep.
No, but not from guys.
Not from hairy guys.
Now, listen, no guys involved in this contest tomorrow.
No way.
However, if you're a guy and you've got a girlfriend or a wife, mm-hmm. and you think she has pretty genitals.
That's right.
Well, then you should sign her up for this contest.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
And furthermore, I'm not opposed to girls coming down and doing some kind of talent with their genitals. I mean, if you can blow bubbles or...
That's what I was saying about the presentation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, anything you can add to the equation, you know, to kick you over the top, so to speak.
Right. I mean, I know we were at a show somewhere where a girl actually smoked a cigar down there with her place.
Yes, that's right. And there was a banana, too.
Yeah. Lots of great stuff. But this is mainly going to be a beauty contest, of
yes,
course.
Mainly a beauty contest.
However, talent does enter into it.
Talent and presentation.
Always.
Done.
Genitals for Jamaica.
Genitals for Jamaica. Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Our Jamaican
hey,
genital contest.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, now listen, just want to change gears for a second.
No.
Next time you guys do the Victor Nipple and the anus thing, you know, you guys call up somebody and give them that.
No, listen, you know what? I know that's a bad call because that's a guy who's calling to suggest something that we could do.
Yeah, it's always bad when a guy says, hey, listen, I don't want to change gears.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
but you do want to change gears, and we're on a wonderful topic right
now. Genitals for Jamaica.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Here we go.
Yes.
You got pretty ones?
No, I'm not calling to be in it.
Oh.
No, I just wanted to know why there, you know, with a women listening audience, you couldn't have men in it too and let Lisa judge it.
Well, because, honey, we're not fags, okay? And we do plenty of contests on this show where we involve men and women.
All right, this is one time we're choosing not to do that. We can do that. It's our show.
If you know a guy out there, you know, hope that he knows a woman who has pretty genitals. Because that's how the guy could get to Jamaica.
Right.
By having his girl come down and enter the genital Jamaica contest. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Or...
It's not very helpful there.
No. Hello, Don and Mike's show. I had to delete that out. A guy told us something that was happening to his genitals.
Yeah, and it didn't sound good. I think shooting is usually the word that
he said. Oozing.
Not oozing.
Yeah, and even if we did let him enter, I almost guarantee you he wouldn't win.
No, it wouldn't be pretty.
Not pretty.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello. Hello, you are on the air.
What's the matter with the phones? I hear that dead sound.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. No? They didn't override the dump button. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
When would that trip have to be taken?
Very soon. Why?
Just curious because I was entering my wife in, but I want to know what dates were for the trip.
I always say to guys, I'm entering my... Does your wife know about it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
How do you think she'll take to it?
Not sure. She's a cute little Asian girl.
Doesn't
speak much English.
She's a cute little Asian girl. She got nice, pretty genitals?
Of course she does.
And how do you think she'd take to it?
I think she'll take to it very well.
Do they go up and down instead of left or right?
Wives tail, Don.
That's what I've heard. That's what Eric Bickle has told me, at least.
Oh, anyway. Not Mars,
All right, my friend. Well, listen, check it out with your wife first.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike, genitals for Jamaica. Hello?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know how these things
yeah.
go. You know, we're about 15 minutes away from getting the onslaught. You know,
yeah.
that's when all of a sudden, yeah. hello, a friend of mine told me.
you know what?
Hello.
Let me just go to the Dennis Murphy stuff, because okay. we've got a jammed show today. Besides getting these genitals for Jamaica, today we are going to have the host of this TV show that I love, Junkyard Wars.
Oh, very good.
On TLC. She's coming in to tell us why this show is so great, and I hope I can turn you guys on to it, because I really like it. So if you've got, ladies, if you've got real good-looking genitals.
Pretty.
Or guys, if you think your girlfriend or wife or mother has real pretty genitals.
Or sister.
Have them call us at 877-365-3636, because tomorrow on the show, we're having a beauty pageant.
It's our Jamaican genitals contest.
That's right. The prettiest genitals tomorrow wins a free trip to
Jamaica. You know, when I said nudity.
Jamaica.
When I said nudity yesterday, I you've outdone yourself.
Yeah, and you know, there's,
you really
an even right. better name. If we could call it the Idiot Prey Pussy Pay contest.
Yes.
That even rolls off the tongue. Again, no pun intended. That even rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the Gorgeous Genitals Jamaican giveaway.
Very good.
And we'll do it tomorrow. So call Lisa now if you've got a pretty set, and we'll hook you up for tomorrow's big show.
Pretty set.
Now today, Jesus, what a mess this is. About
I can tell you right now, I can tell you had lunch with Dennis Murphy today.
Well, that and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not just the lunch
right.
with Dennis. It was, today was the day since I have the stitches out of my back and I'm through all of the crap with my surgical stuff, today's the day that I had to go back to the gym with the trainer and start that workout process. Mm. You know, and he's an a-hole if he's listening right now. He's a giant a-hole.
Is he mean to you?
Yes, he's very mean to me.
Oh, that's their job, unfortunately.
And that I got home from that, and immediately the phone rang, and it was our agent,
right?
Who, God love him, he cannot just have a 10-minute conversation to say, here's what's happening. Because he's old, like all old people,
right?
A 10-minute story becomes a 30-minute story. and then after that, I got to be on a conference call with him and with Ken. And then I gotta leave to go have lunch with Dennis Murphy.
Right.
And while I'm at lunch with Dennis Murphy, my wife calls because my agent's on the other phone.
Oh,
and I mean, you'll hear all of this during my all lunch right. my lunch with Dennis Murphy. Then I came back into work today, and there was still more phone calls to be made, more crap to be made, more crap to be taken from the people here. But listen, all in all, the thing with Dennis was actually a soothing.
Yes.
It was like a Calgon bath oil bead.
Did you come away from your experience with Dennis the way I did when he came to my home, that it was, while something you would rather not do, it wasn't as bad as maybe you envisioned it being? Or was it worse?
I'll let you judge.
Very good.
Because I don't think, you know, I'm like you. I remember when you came in with the tape and you said, hey, when you had lunch with Tom Gavin, when you paid off that bid, and you said, I don't know how good this is. I don't know if you're going to like listening to it.
Right.
I don't know either.
See, and then I think I feel the same way you did. I know I'm going to love it without hearing it. I know I'm just going to love you sitting there at lunch. Because the idea of sitting down to lunch with Dennis Murphy is amusing to me and to most of our listeners.
I got a lot of it, so let's roll with it.
Except those people that really hate Dennis.
It'll take us a while to get through it. Oh, you got it right here, Robbie?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I guess we're going to start with me testing the tape recorder.
Very good.
In my car, seeing if the tape recorder works.
Very good.
Test.
Hello?
The door open?
Yeah.
I really, really don't want to go today to lunch with Dennis. But, I'm getting in the car now. And, I'm ready.
I'm on my way to the Palm Restaurant. Put on the old seatbelt.
That's where you listen to.
There we go.
It's you every day, right?
Yeah. Car and drive. Moving now. Driving now, accelerating now. On my way to the Palm Restaurant with Dennis Murphy. Just let me give out a little primal.
Ah.
Okay. Check back in when I'm there. Bye. I hate this.
All right, so.
I'm back. I'm pulling up to the Palm Restaurant now. I happen to know that Dennis is already there.
Chicago the whole way?
Huh?
How do I stop this?
I saw him waddling in.
Stop.
That'll pause it.
Okay,
that pauses it.
What?
Did you listen to Chicago the whole way to the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking.
Mellows me.
It relaxes and centers me.
That's what it does. A few moments ago, I didn't want to arrive at the same time as Dennis.
Oh, yeah. I got to the restaurant. I was supposed to meet him at 12:30. And I pulled up at 12:20.
And I see him walking up. Now, he's not even taking the sidewalk. He was walking over the grass, over the grassy knoll.
Right.
Humping over the grassy knoll. You know, like the Hunchback of Notre Dame walking
right
up there.
No need for Dennis to walk on, like, sidewalks or anything.
And I thought, I can't get there early. So I just drove around the block for 10 minutes. And then this is when I finally got there. Before we get inside, I'd like to say F. Regis Philbin and his stupid millionaire show, which should have been off the lineup by now, so I wouldn't have to be having this lunch. And I'm going to tip this waiter today the biggest tip in the world if he can get this lunch done in 30 minutes.
That's a challenge.
I think I'm going to have to order for Dennis. All right, I'm pulling up to the valet parking right now. There we go. Palm Restaurant. Complimentary valet parking. All right.
I
don't sound very happy. I'm not very happy.
You don't sound like
happy.
I sounded when I had lunch with Tom Gavin.
I'm not. You know, it was a fine idea. And I'm
it's
sure
an obligation
you,
is what
I'm
it
sure
is.
You felt the same way until
yes
it actually happened.
You know, it progressively gets worse. Like, the night before is not good. The morning of is really not good. Then as you're, you, then there's the anger phase where you're like, Jesus, yeah, why do I have to do this?
Right.
Where's my complimentary valet parking?
Well, nobody's coming out to my car. Maybe this is an omen. Maybe this is a sign that I'm not supposed to go to this dinner today. You know, I don't see anybody at all. Oh, here's the guy right here.
Oh,
just my luck. The guy's here. All right. Here we go. Okay.
You're in misery.
How you doing? Thank you very much. I will be no more than an hour.
Okay, no problem.
Faster if possible.
Print it.
Okay. I'm going to walk into the restaurant now. The world famous Palm Restaurant.
Well, Mike, let me break in and see if we have a genital contestant on the line.
All right, very good.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you calling for your beautiful genitals?
Yes, I'm calling about my beautiful genitalia.
Yes. Really?
Yes, what about them?
They're beautiful.
Are they really your pretty genitals?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting we kind of putting this in the plural here. They're beautiful. They're, you mean, don't you mean it's beautiful?
Yeah, that's
it
right.
It is. It's a collection of beautifulness.
Oh, wonderful.
Would you like to come down tomorrow and parade your beautiful genitals for us so we can decide if they're the prettiest?
I would like nothing more.
Ah, that's
beautiful.
That's the winning attitude. You've got it all over the other contestants already with that winning attitude.
I am so proud.
We knew there'd be at least one girl who would break the genital ice.
That's fantastic.
And this girl has.
Yeah, put an asterisk next to her name, Charlie.
Yeah. What is your first name?
Julie.
Julie, where are you from?
Actually, I'm from Silver Spring.
And who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I can't come up with an answer. I have no idea.
No, how about a cursory description?
All right, I can tell you what I look like.
Sure. Okay.
I'm a little over 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty lean.
Uh-huh.
I have short, dark brown, kind of cropped hair.
Yeah.
You sound like the athletic type.
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty athletic. I try to stay very fit.
And you got pretty genitals.
Oh, Stunning.
Stunning, okay.
Stunning. Say no more.
Then,
okay, no more.
You'll be the first contestant.
Excellent.
For tomorrow's Genitals for Jamaica contest.
Oh, what a great deal.
A beauty pageant of like you've never heard before.
No, I've never heard such a thing.
And hopefully you'll win and your genitals will go to Jamaica.
Hold on.
Can my body come too?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hold on just a second. Lisa, we'll get your information.
Okay.
See, that's all we need is just one girl to start.
Absolutely.
One girl.
That's all we need. We all like this contest. I'm looking at the faces around the room. We all like
we're all
this
beat
contest.
Down. Everybody's smiling right now.
Very much so.
Genitals for Jamaica.
Fantastic.
So, girls, listen, we've already got one. As far as we're concerned, the contest is over now. But who wouldn't like to have more than one pretty set of genitals to look at?
I think most of us would probably go for 20, 30.
Oh, is this another set or is this a different girl? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's a different girl.
Fantastic.
Are you calling because you have pretty genitals?
I think so.
That is good. Hi, what's your name?
Lisa,
where are you from?
Baltimore.
Really? And Lisa, you think you have pretty genitals?
Yes. I know I do.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told Ashley Judd, but I don't know about that.
Fantastic.
I got to think, I've never seen them, but I bet hers are very pretty.
Oh, absolutely.
Very cute.
Yes, I don't think you could be Ashley Judd without having pretty genitals.
Well, right.
Tomorrow you'll be the second girl in our contest.
Okay.
It's a beauty contest. All you have to do is come down and show us your genitals.
I will.
And, you know, we'll have a little polling here among the guys on the show. No pun intended.
That's right.
If yours are the prettiest, you're going to Jamaica.
Okay.
For a whole week.
Great.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
And Lisa, who incidentally thinks she has pretty genitals, she's going to give you time to come down, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Sure.
There you go. There's two girls already.
Very good. I like the way this is going.
Oh, yeah. Signing up for tomorrow's genital beauty pageant.
Fantastic.
Love that.
And it's interesting how you keep referring to them as a set.
Well,
you're hoping to see more than just the genitals, aren't you?
Well, technically.
Yes.
In the female genitalia,
there are several different parts.
Yeah, you've got your clitoris. you've got what you do. You have many different. You have the lips.
Right.
You've got the hair.
Right.
You've got all kinds of...
not the split hairs, but technically there's two sets of lips. Inner and outer. I mean, there's a host of opportunities for display.
You've got all kinds of... And plus, it sounds better just
go back to your corner.
It sounds better just to say genitals.
Yes. Genitals.
Your genitals.
10 years ago, we could have done this contest. Ain't it great?
Yep. Genitals to Jamaica. Girls at this contest for girls only.
Yes.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Okay. Now, back to the Dennis Murphy thing. I believe the guy's just taken my car.
Okay.
And I'm going to enter the restaurant, and this is where I find out where Dennis is.
Is that a burp?
No. Oh, Christ, it's crowded.
Okay, bye. Christ, it's very crowded.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to see you.
Your guest is here.
He's here.
Oh, where are you sitting down?
You're right, very early.
Okay, say hi to everybody here. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Michelle.
And Lonnie?
Yep, Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie and John.
Hello.
Hi there. Where's he at?
He's sitting this way. You want to go?
Yeah. Okay, let's get the... Listen, are you going to be my waiter?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, can you pass along to whoever my waiter is? But I'm going to give a gigantic tip if they can get me out of here in 30 minutes today. It's Dennis Murphy. Here we are at the Palm. And
how you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Dennis. I'll have you know that this is the this is my table. This is
your table.
This is the table that Frida and I sat in on our anniversary, and that we sit in every time we come here.
Oh wow, this is a nice table. You get to see everybody walk by.
Yeah.
Right. So you're center. You're in the center of the room.
Yes, and really, although it's not our table,
right?
Whenever Frieda and I go to eat at this Palm, we went to the Palm at Tyson's too.
Right.
This is the table we sit in,
they
and
put you here.
For sentimental reasons, it's become
our booth.
That's good.
And now, well, as I'm going to tell later, Dennis later on this tape, it's tainted now that I'll never be able to think of it as my booth with my wonderful wife. Now
you'll always have to sit in the place of Dennis.
Mike, hold on a second.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You got pretty genitals?
I do.
You do?
Very much so.
Calling for the contest?
Yep.
Well, listen, what girl doesn't want her pretty genitals to win her a free trip? A free week-long trip.
I know, mine will look great in Jamaica.
To Jamaica. Staying at Beaches Resorts, the newest wave and ultra all-inclusive for everyone and the beach. What's your name?
My name's Jenny.
And where are you from?
I live in Ashburn.
Ashburn, VA.
Jenny, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've gotten Liza Minnelli and then Winona Ryder. So I have short hair, so, you know, pretty much anyone who has short hair, we all look alike.
Winona Ryder. And your genitals, you think they're pretty?
I know they are.
You know, I think Winona Ryder's would be pretty, but I'm not sure about Liza's.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was very insulted.
Liza's must be in rough shape right now.
Liza's might look like one of those bowls.
She's always been in rough shape. She's never looked good.
Liza's would look like one of those bowls of pasta with mussels that I saw today at the Palm that somebody ordered.
Well, we'll lean on the Winona Ryder.
Okay.
All right, well, all you got to do is come down tomorrow and show us your pretty genitals.
Okay.
And if we vote them the prettiest...
Okay, so I'm going to be coming from work, so I can't wear, like, a really nice outfit or anything.
Oh, that's okay, because after all, the outfit doesn't really matter, does it?
That's really what's under the outfit that matters.
Who cares?
All right, good.
Okay, well, see you guys tomorrow.
You got it. Hold on. Lisa will give you that time to calm down.
Bye.
That's going swimmingly, gentlemen.
Very nice. Girl number three for genitals for Jamaica.
This is going well.
Our first ever beauty pageant devoted strictly to a woman's genital area.
Very, very exciting contest.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, now back from something good to something bad. Now listen. All of the people at the Palm, I can't tell you how nice they were when I arrived. The manager and all the waiters, they were standing right up front waiting
for me. They seemed to be expecting you. They were expecting Dennis, so that makes it a little smoother.
Yes, and as we turn the corner... Right there at this table, at the best table in the restaurant, because you see everybody coming and everybody looks at you when they walk by.
Right.
He's just sitting there. And
was he dressed up?
Okay. He looked like he was off the page of the Sears Back to School catalog.
He's wearing his school clothes, his Docker pants.
Yeah.
His button-down shirt. Did he have a tie on?
No.
No.
And he was sweating. I am not exaggerating. He was sweating more than I've ever seen him sweat before.
He was probably nervous.
All right. Here we go. The meeting with Dennis. They put us right up front. Dennis, let's meet our waiter. Hi, what's your name?
I'm John Ceruti.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you today?
John, there's a gigantic tip in it for you. If you can get us in and out of here as fast as possible.
How about a couple of mashed potatoes?
Well, here's what we're going to have. Dennis,
I don't understand. What was the waiter saying? What did he mean?
Mashed potatoes, the quickest thing to bring out.
Oh, okay.
You've already got those pre-made.
So he just brings out like two bowls of mashed potatoes and you'd be on your way.
Yeah.
All right, very good. But you wanted to give Dennis his beef, right?
Yeah, no, I got Dennis a nice steak.
Okay.
Would you like Dennis?
The usual.
What is the usual?
Prime rib.
Prime rib? How fast could you get a prime rib out here?
The only problem is we don't have prime rib at lunch.
Oh.
I got a few names of that. I don't know what they have.
Can you just tell Dennis what's good?
Absolutely. Well, the New York strips are always great.
He'll take that.
Okay, the New York strips is fine. And how'd you like that cook, Dennis?
Medium.
Medium?
Yeah.
Okay. Don?
I will have a Caesar salad, please.
Oh, come on, Don.
I'll have the large Caesar, please.
Large Caesar salad. Do you want a chicken Caesar salad?
Yes, please. That would be outstanding.
And what would you like to drink?
A Diet Coke, and how about another beer from my friend Dennis?
Got it. Okay. All over it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John.
You know, I'm predicting already that waiter's going to get you out in pretty close to 30 minutes.
That waiter's going to get a gigantic tip, incidentally, at the end of this little
thing. That waiter knows exactly. You know, those guys in the Palm restaurants, they just know how to do it.
And listen, you know, no offense to Dennis, but they know the longest Dennis sits there at the best table in the restaurant, the more chance they have of people walking in and walking right out. Okay, it's not a pretty sight.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to try to keep the conversation going with Dennis, but you're going to have to bear with me because much like with your time with Tom, there will be lapses.
Did you have moments where you just weren't paying attention?
Well, you be the judge.
Okay.
You be the judge.
Well, why don't you take the microphone while I take my jacket off, Dennis?
Okay, John. Oh, nice jacket you have.
Thank you.
Green Bay Packers. Whoa. So what do you think about the Ravens and the Giants?
That mind always.
You want the Giants?
Yeah.
Well, I hope the Ravens win.
Yeah. Dennis, I can't tell you how great it is to be sitting here in the famous Palm restaurant with you. Man, you're sweating today.
I know. I have a walk across the block to up the hill.
Yeah, but I saw Robert. You. You got here 10 minutes ago.
I know. Where were you?
Walk half a block.
Well, I was actually...
doing some business.
Yes, I was on the telephone talking to my agent, and also I didn't want to get here 1 minute before I had to be here.
Oh, no problem. I understand, Don.
But, Dennis, part of our deal is that, in fact, I'm going to butter your bread.
Okay.
And I'm going to feed you bread.
You are.
We have pumpernickel.
Uh-huh.
Rye.
This is the moment for me. I remember when I had my lunch. This is when that clock begins to go in super slow-mo. This is when you can look at the clock and really it's going... tick.
Because now I realize it's just me.
Right.
And Dracula. Because incidentally, you'll hear when I get to look at his teeth.
Oh.
But he's got Dracula teeth. I mean, he's got vampire teeth.
Sure he does. Yes,
it's me and him. And that's it.
I mean, there's the bowl of bread there.
Right.
There's some radishes. There's some pickles.
And you and Dennis.
And that's it.
There you go.
And
a silk, linen tablecloth.
Yeah, I'm getting no help from anybody on it. It's just me and Dennis. Yeah. And what appears to be a French bread, which would you like me to fix for you?
Oh, the pumpernickel.
The pumpernickel, of course, the pumpernickel.
Man likes his flavor.
All right.
Hey, there's the first.
Well, my hands are clean.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you take the mic for a moment while I fix your bread?
John, I'll do that.
You'll have to tell him twice.
No. So, how do you feel now? How are the kidneys?
I only have one. It feels great.
Okay. How's the kidney?
How much butter would you like on your bread? A pad? Two pads?
Just one pad would be fine.
One pad. Would you like that smoothed out?
If you don't mind.
Of course. Squeeze that out of the little foil wrapper into it.
Yes, this is my table at the Palm, Dennis.
This is a great table.
I can't say it's mine, but it's the one that Fred and I sit at all the time.
Hey, I'm too glad Fred couldn't be here today.
Our special table, which is now going to be ruined.
Oh, come on, guys.
I'm going to need a new special table.
All right, I have now officially buttered Dennis's bread, and for the record, I'm going to feed you bread.
How is that, Dennis?
I have to ask you a question.
How you doing?
Here. Hold on.
Yep.
When you fed him the bread, did you feed it? You remember when I got married and we had the cake cake ceremony and we kind of delicately fed it to each other? And then there's certain weddings where you go where they mash the cake. And
which
style did you adopt when you were feeding Dennis?
I held the piece of bread very delicately in my fingers.
Right.
And what I did was...
Hoping not to get them snapped clean off.
Yes, you're reading my mind. I brought the bread towards his mouth, and as his lips would start to go over the top of the piece of bread...
And that second alien mouth would come out.
My fingers would inch back a little bit.
As Dennis would uncurl his lips.
And I, a couple of times I had to say, bite.
Revealing three extra sets of teeth.
Bite the bread, Dennis.
What, you've never seen one grown man feed another man bread? John, watch how I feed Dennis this bread.
Now, at this point, people are walking by the table.
And stopping?
And stopping because I'm actually leaning over the table to feed Dennis the bread, as I promised you I would.
Yes.
John, our waiter, you will attest that I am, in fact, feeding Dennis's bread?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Dennis, enjoy another fine Amstel Light.
I haven't finished my first one yet.
Well, drink up, Dennis.
Oh, I will.
Drink up. It's a holiday for you.
You can
Would you like more bread?
Here you go. Let me. Okay, careful. Don't bite my fingers, Dennis.
What happened to you?
Hey, don't bite my fingers.
Right now he's enjoying his regular lunch, bread and beer.
Hold on a second.
He loves his carbos.
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, are you calling because you have beautiful genitals?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, what is your name?
My name is Teresa.
Teresa, where are you from?
From Alexandria, Virginia.
You got real pretty ones?
Very pretty ones.
well, tomorrow, listen, the girl with the prettiest genitals is going to win a free vacation to Jamaica.
So I'm going to Jamaica?
Yeah. All expenses included.
That's confidence, Teresa. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
You know, I've been told a couple people, but I can't really narrow it down to one. Sporty Spice. Have you ever?
I bet she's got pretty genitals.
Yes, very much so.
Yes.
I've actually met you guys before. I was at the Las Vegas Dolls show.
Really?
So yeah, I called in sitting outside. You probably don't remember me, but.
Well, listen,
anyway,
if you've got
remember me tomorrow.
If you've got pretty genitals, come on down.
Contest
I'll see you tomorrow.
It's shaping up to be a doozy.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Oh, and all of our contestants, incidentally, should BYOM. Bring your own mirror.
Yes.
If you want to squat over the mirror.
Okay. Very good. Yes, like your little hand mirror.
Yeah, right.
Very good.
Oh, Don and Mike. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable,
right.
You know, giving us the OBGYN treatment.
Sure.
You know.
Just got a little mirror action.
Just squat over your mirror.
Yeah, of course.
Why? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, is this me?
Same as dropping change on the floor.
Yes. Do you have pretty genitals?
I've been told that I do.
Hey, this contest is starting to grow hair.
Well, do you like that or do you like the clean look?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the JonBenet look, but we're open to anything.
Yeah, I mean, the competition is the competition.
Okay. Is it just you guys are the judges? My friend called me up and said that you have to enter this contest.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, he told me Heather Locklear.
Oh.
But his wife says Jennifer Aniston, and the 8-year-old next door says Cameron Diaz.
Wow, I'm sure that those are three beautiful genitals, though, all those women that you mentioned. Yeah, it's a beauty pageant tomorrow. We're trying to find the prettiest genitals.
I should warn you, I just had a baby 3 months ago.
So that's okay. I'm sure things are back in shape.
You might be a little stretched out. But listen, doesn't mean you couldn't be pretty.
I can't believe I'm calling to do this.
No, you're going to have a good time.
And the winner, as we've mentioned, gets a 5-night, 4-day trip for two to Jamaica, all expenses included. We pay airfare, hotel, all the food, all the drinks, a great vacation.
What? Because, like I said, I didn't hear the contest. Where's the resort or where to?
Jamaica.
Jamaica, the island.
Oh, I know Jamaica, but what resort? Can you tell me that?
Oh, picky. Beaches Resort.
Beaches. Hey, my 3-year-old, you know when he say the Don and Mike show, whoa.
Right. Well, don't bring him down for the contest.
You might want to keep him home and have the radio turned down.
Right, hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Thanks.
Lisa's going to give you a time.
Okay, good luck.
Hold on.
Bye, Don.
Clean it up tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
You have pretty genitals?
I do.
You don't sound convinced.
Oh, I'm convincing. You just gotta see it to believe it.
Oh, really? Is there something special?
You gotta see it.
Huh.
Really? What makes your genital area so special?
It might actually blow some kisses to you.
Oh, look at that. Some talent.
Yeah, we got a little talent thrown into it. That helps the cause.
What's your name?
Tennille.
And where are you from, Tennille?
I'm from Largo, Maryland.
You going to bring the captain with you?
Maybe.
Very good.
Is that your real
one?
Is that your real name? Or were your parents, like, drunk when you were conceived? Love will keep us together.
Yep.
You're my little muskrat. My little muskrat love.
Muskrat Susie and muskrat Sam.
Let's see my little muskrat.
Name her Tennille. Okay, yeah, we'd love to see your muskrat tomorrow. Genitals for Jamaica.
All right, I'm excited.
Oh, so are we.
When?
Hold on, Lisa, we'll give you time to come down.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Wow. Who knew?
I mean, this is incredible. This response is fantastic. We're going to have hundreds of women participating.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hi.
The Listen to this.
Wow.
It's another lady with pretty genitals.
Yes, they're fabulous.
They're fabulous.
The calls just
fabulous.
Keep coming.
You know, I guess some ladies feel real good about their genital area.
They're very proud. Absolutely. Yeah. That's why we're banking on that.
And why shouldn't they? It's another woman calling for genitals for Jamaica. What's your name?
Cece.
And why do you think your genitals are so pretty?
They're just perfect for my body.
Perfect for your body. And who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I don't have one.
You don't have one, Fifi?
I don't.
But with a name like Fifi, she's got to have a dreamy set of
absolutely
of genitalia.
That's great.
But I have one problem. I don't know if you guys are going to mind this or not.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
What?
You.
The it's like my time of the month right now, but they're still great.
Well, listen, as long as as long as that area is under control.
Yeah, you
very
can.
Very much so.
Oh, okay, all right. We'll make it a real quick peek.
I'll quirk it.
All right. What'd you say? I'll quirk it.
Yes, she did.
Oh, God.
I'll quirk it.
My God.
All right, well, listen, you're in there, Fifi.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on a second, please. Lisa will give you a time to call in. Wow, I didn't think we'd have so many women calling right in the upfront part of the show.
Different shapes, sizes, conditions.
All kinds of women think their genitals are pretty.
That's fantastic.
And we'll be the judge of that tomorrow. Genitals to Jamaica. That's the contest tomorrow. Listen, and I want to get back to the dentist tape because we're not even to the good part yet where I'm cutting up his food. And
cutting his meat.
Feeding him his food. Giving him his five beers.
Very good.
But let's just break all of the action right now and try for a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you, not to mention $500 with secret sound number, secret song number 3.
That's right.
And we don't get a winner today. I'm ready to give you a major league clue.
Well, I sure think we need a clue because, I mean, Buzz and I are stumped, and I think a lot of people are stumped.
A major league clue, but first let's see what happens on this call in to win at 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now, and you'll be on the air.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you spend any time with the guy? Could you get any sense of what this guy was about? Did you continue dating him?
I did get to go to Graceland for dinner. And
what did you have at dinner?
Oh, chicken fried steak.
Wow.
He ate a lot of it.
Yeah.
He had a big appetite.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one thing he wouldn't eat.
What was that?
Well.
Don and Mike Show.
Right.
The critics love Snatch.
Who doesn't?
It's our brand new contest.
The critics love Snatch.
It's the Genitals for Jamaica contest.
The critics love Snatch.
I will get some more contestants on here in just a second. Time now for a call number 100.
All right.
And here we go. Thank you. Thank you for your assistance. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I am caller 100.
Yes, you sure are. Hi, and what's your name?
Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Salisbury, Maryland.
Bill, you might want to turn that radio down.
She's down, buddy.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay, buddy.
All right, buddy. Bill, you've won a VHS copy of The Beach, along with the CD soundtrack of the movie The Beach with Leo DiCaprio, now available to own on DVD and VHS.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening to us on 96 Rock?
96 Rock.
Like hearing that. Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Here you go with the chance to win $500 with secret song number 3.
All right.
All right, buddy.
You want a clue, pal?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a clue. Here's a clue. Well, Rob's not here. I want to confer with Rob on the clue.
So much for a clue.
No. Hold on a second there, pal.
All right, buddy.
You've actually already told us a couple of things about it.
Should I mention that? Or should I say...
No. Don't. Don't tell them anything. I hate them.
Go with the first clue.
That one?
Yeah.
That'll really? Be difficult.
Okay.
All right, Don's going to go with the most difficult clue.
No.
Actually not.
The easiest clue.
Actually, I don't even know what it is.
What, Robbie?
What might be a good clue is
hold this. On.
Because it is.
Yes, even better.
All right.
Okay.
This is better than either of the clues that I had written down. Excellent thought, Rob. Everybody, please think old school. That's your clue. That at least gives you a frame of reference on when the song is from.
Okay.
Old school. We'll play you a couple of seconds of the song, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please at least give us a guess with the song title and artist. And don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bill Cosby.
And we wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Okay. That's it now. I know that clue must make it crystal clear.
Oh, yeah.
All over America, light bulbs are going off over people's heads. They're going, oh, old school, of course, that has to be.
Let me see. The odds are in your favor. You're going with your rags and rolls.
Yes. For $500, what's the song?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
That... is not a bad guess.
Boy, that is a great guess.
That's a pretty good guess. I thought you were going to come up with something lame, but thank you for that.
Good job.
And don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Okay, pal. Hold on a second.
Bye, buddy.
Now that the contest is over, girls, you can continue to call for the Genitals for Jamaica contest.
Very good.
And let me get back to my lunch with Dennis. And, of course, this is... Listen, I went out to lunch with Dennis because... first off, because I'm a dope. I'm a fool. I'm an idiot. I'm a buffoon. I made a bet with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And not a bet, incidentally, that Mike came to me with.
No, you said, I'll bet you.
Yeah, it was one of those times I said, like, last year I said... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is such a fad
right.
that it's going to be off the network schedule
mm-hmm.
by January of the year 2000.
And I looked at you and I said, I'll take that bet. You're going to regret because I'm the best it's ever been.
And anyway, I lost because I'm such an idiot.
Oh.
And the bet was you have to go to lunch with Dennis Murphy,
mm-hmm.
12:30,
right,
prime time at the Palm Restaurant. All kinds of important people sitting around, and here we are now. We've met the waiter. We've ordered our food.
You shoved some bread into Dennis's mouth.
Yes, I've buttered and fed him bread, and here's what's next. Let's see if Mike's at home. I'll call him up now on my cell phone.
I'll talk to him.
And if he's not there, you can at least leave him a message, okay? God damn, you're sweating.
I know. I don't know why.
Hold on. I'm getting his answering machine. Mm-hmm. And? There you go, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Do you hear the beep?
Not yet.
Wait for the beep.
Okay.
God.
I don't hear the beep yet.
All right, let me redial. Hold on. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. What am I?
The simplest task.
I know.
Now, what did he do just then?
I'm not crappy. Look, he got my phone all sweaty. Okay, here's the deal.
What happened to you?
I dialed your number. And I waited until the message said,
right.
You have reached your phone, so he wouldn't have your phone number.
Right, and he handed it to me, and he goes, hello, Mike.
I gave him the phone, and he effed it up.
Uh-huh.
And then when he gave me the phone back so I could redial your number, I ask you not. My phone, one side of it was dripping wet.
Oh, God.
I am not exaggerating in the least.
Now, you've been sitting down for a good 10 minutes in this restaurant. Dennis has probably been sitting sedentary for about 20 minutes.
And, I mean, the guy is sweating like Mary. And Barry on a good day. I mean, and he gives me back the phone, and seriously, I have to take a napkin and wipe the phone off.
You have to towel it off.
Okay, so here we go. Call Mike back now. Jesus Christ. No, all right, hold on. All right, last dialed. See, I can't let you hear the message because the message gives out Mike's phone number.
Thank you.
I'm going to get my one.
Do you reach the voicemail box for? Okay, the phone number's been given out. There you go. Wait for the beep. All right, now I hand the phone to Dennis.
Did you get it right this time?
Have you heard a beep yet?
Not yet. But how long will it take? Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm here with Don.
Say who you are.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna smoke it if you can't understand my voice. I'm here with Don. Don, are you having a good time?
Great time.
I wish you could be here. We're having a blast. Hey, if you're in the area, guys, in the corner, come on by. I'll buy you a beer. No problem. Okay, I guess I'll talk with you on the show. See you later. Bye.
Oh, Dennis?
Yeah.
Tell him that you don't know his phone number, that I dialed it, so he doesn't get worried about it.
What did he do then?
He knocked over a glass.
Oh, dear.
He's trying to hand the phone back to me.
The simple instructions.
And at this point, because I know you,
right.
And I'd be the same way.
A little paranoid.
I want Dennis to reiterate to you.
Sure, sure, of course.
I dialed the number and then gave him the phone.
Yeah, same reason we blindfold people.
Hey, I just want to let you know I don't have your phone number, so don't worry, I won't call you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Tell him I dialed it.
Don Geronimo dialed the phone number. Okay, talk to you later.
Bye!
I would say love to Laura.
Oh, oh, by the way, Mike, Laura, I love you. Oh, no, I love Laura.
Yeah,
Laura is a very sweet lady. Talk to you soon. Bye!
Okay, all right.
Let me check out the sweat.
God damn it, Dennis.
I mean, I'm not kidding. Look at the sweat on my phone.
I know. I'm calling.
Why are you sweating so much?
I don't know, Don. I think I have to move a little bit away.
How is he in that department?
God?
Is he weighing in? What do you estimate him? Has he gotten bigger?
He's not looking like he's been on any incredible diet.
He's been getting steadily bigger.
My phone is soaking wet, Dennis. Dennis, would you like a pickle?
Not pickle. Do you want one?
No, I'm just looking for something I could feed you. How about a rabbit?
It's a vegetable. Of course not.
I'll get a rabbit.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
I'll pop this into your mouth.
I'll take it.
There, now what I've done is I've actually taken a radish and he's opened his mouth and I've leaned over the table.
Dropped it in there.
And I put it in, trying to get it past the teeth.
Do you place it or drop it?
I placed it.
Oh, very good.
Placed it so he could actually get a hold of it with his teeth.
Good chance of losing a finger doing that.
With his wolfen teeth.
No problem.
Hey, Dennis, here's something you could do. Why don't you see if you can find my picture on the wall? Me and Mike, we're on the wall here. Oh, yeah. Now, at this point, I'm realizing that this lunch is going nowhere.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is, if I was send Dennis off across the restaurant to find our picture on the wall.
Yeah. What picture is on the wall there? Is it a nice picture?
It's very nice.
It's not an olden one?
It's the modern one.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And we have a great placement.
Excellent.
We are right by Alan Alda and Batman.
Excellent. Very good.
Do you know where we are?
I think so.
See if you can find it.
Okay.
And then when you find it, go over there and wave at me and say real loud, I found it.
Okay?
Okay?
Hey, good for you. Hey, wait a minute. I'm giving you a round of applause. That's going above and beyond the call of duty. That's
smart.
Good. That's really entertaining. Hard to do in that restaurant.
Now, I don't know if the microphone, the small microphone, going to be able to pick it up. But the son of a bitch went over and found the picture.
And yelled?
And pointed at it and screamed.
Oh,
I found the picture.
All right.
I don't know. I've not heard the tape. I don't know how this is going to play out. I'm setting him across the restaurant now.
What is that, Rob?
Best I can tell is that your cell phone ringing interfered with the tape. Because that's when it happened.
Did you hear the very beginning, though?
Yes, Back it up, Rob.
Because you can kind of hear him go,
bad.
No, I found it.
Yeah, and then my cell phone goes off at the same time.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay? Okay.
I didn't hear it. It was audible.
I'm sending him across the restaurant now. Oh, my God. Hey, Dennis, you want to answer my phone?
What the hell?
Go ahead.
Gone too long, a little quick, okay?
Jesus. Okay, you want to come to your sweet old husband? Okay, sorry for answering the phone. Hold on. Donna, Sheila!
And you should have heard him scream from across the restaurant. I found it. And Dennis, my phone is all sweaty again.
I'm sorry!
Hello? All right, and now this is now it gets sublime. Because now my wife is calling to tell me serious stuff about our negotiation with this company.
Sure.
And I'm at lunch with Dennis Murphy.
A moment of true surrealness.
In the Palm. It's like I'm doing the goddamn goofiest thing in the world while I'm going to try at this moment to handle some real life situations.
Do I still have to call him at 2 o'clock?
Now, what I've done is I've given Dennis the microphone.
And Dennis is just staring at your mouth agape, yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
Rather than fill the time with, saying what he's seeing...
La, la, la!
He's just...
Not even a la, la, la.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Dennis, this is all crap about our contract that I'm dealing with right now.
I'm sorry that you're going through this problem.
That's okay, Dennis.
I wish you had me as an agent. I think I would take care of the problem.
I wish I had you as an agent also.
Sure you do.
Okay, so what, baby? Okay. All right, gotcha. All right, thanks. Love you. We're sitting at our table.
Okay.
Hold on, he wants to talk to you. Hi, John.
Hey, Don. I think you're gonna be needing this knife, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Dennis wants to talk to you again, honey. Hold on a second. Please hold the phone away from your face so you don't sweat on my phone.
I love you also. No, Don, I will have a great time. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, whoa. There you go. Thank you. There's sweat on the phone. All right, well, Dennis, there you've got a little bit of behind the scenes. My wife calling with a message from our agent.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I did notice, I don't know if the microphone picked it up, that you did stand all the way across the restaurant and pointed the picture of Mike and myself, and you screamed, I found it.
Yeah, and so a lot of people looked up and said, who the hell is that yelling?
Is there anybody during the course of this lunch that was maybe annoyed that this was going on?
Okay.
Because I know at that particular place, you'd get the angry diners, you know?
Nobody says anything. Later, the waiters are going to come over, and they're going to sing happy birthday to these four chicks who were sitting at the table next to us.
Good.
And they are disgusted by the fact that Dennis and I are carrying on.
Right.
That I'm feeding Dennis his food.
The girls are disgusted?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There are four, look like Capitol Hill type secretaries or whatever the jobs are.
Their big lunch, lunch out this week.
They're having their big lunch out, and for whatever reason, they've lost the lottery.
They're sitting next to you.
They're sitting next to me and Dennis. Mike, hold on. Another genital on the phone.
Ah, very good.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello, who is this?
My name is Christina. And I have beautiful genitals.
Fantastic.
Don't we love hearing that?
We sure do.
I have a question for you because I don't know if it disqualifies me from the contest.
All right, go.
You have already seen my genitals once.
Really?
Yes.
When?
I actually am the girl who has This Is Sam's Hop tattooed on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you could come back down for another contest.
Absolutely.
And it's still tattooed there.
Well, I'd like to see it after a few years or months or whatever.
It's been a year.
Well, now listen, Tammy has brought me a bunch of information about this trip. The station, that's us, gets a trip for two to Beaches Negril, Jamaica.
Ah, West End.
For one lucky winner and a guest, you get 6 days and 5 nights. Round trip air, hotel accommodations, double hotel, 6 days, 5 nights. Airport transfers, hotel taxes, all meals, all drinks, all gourmet restaurants. What?
I can get drunk for free?
Yes.
Great.
Snacks, 24 hours a day. They pay tips and gratuities. You go scuba diving, sailing, snorkeling, water skiing, lighted tennis courts, beach volleyball. You'll be getting an upgrade to stay in luxurious accommodations.
Wow.
You get a fitness center, a private fitness trainer, saunas, and steam baths. And, of course, the famous white sand beaches of Jamaica.
Fantastic.
All of this, simply, if you have gorgeous genitals.
And I do.
All right, well then, hold on, and Lisa will give you a time to come down for the beauty pageant tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, fantastic. We'll see the Sam Huff tattoo.
Thank you. Hold on. Now, you remember that girl a couple years ago entered a contest?
Yes.
Where she had tattooed on her inner thigh, "This is Sam Huff." Oh, and Mike has a reaction to this. Mike? Good one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
www.egars.com.
Thank you. I like when it stops the room like that.
Hottest cigar site on the planet.
You know, when it's been enough time, everybody's just kind of silent.
It's been a while.
Very good.
Okay, now, listen, back to my lunch with Dennis. I'm afraid it's really going to slow down here, and I know you hit this spot with Tom also.
Yes, absolutely. Well, frankly, this is where the clock just will not move quick enough. It's tough to make it entertaining.
I've run out of stuff to talk to him about.
You know, but let me tell you, it does not matter. Even the moments of silence are entertaining to me. Because all I'm doing is picturing you sitting there in a fancy restaurant with Dennis Murphy.
Well, here we go. God, your breath smells.
The gunk?
Maybe it's the beer.
No, I don't know what to do, Don. What should I do?
Let me see those teeth.
Is that where he pulled his lip up?
Yes, what he's done is he's pulled out his upper lip and he's going,
on that move.
And I can see he's got, I'm not kidding, he has two teeth on the side that are pointed.
Right.
They look like wolf teeth.
Well, remember we sent him to a dentist and he said he doesn't know what to do? He knows exactly what to do.
Right.
This is neglect.
Vampire teeth. And we never mentioned that to you. Open your mouth again. You see that tooth right there and that tooth right there? They have vampire teeth.
They're not vampire teeth.
Yes, they're pointed.
I know, but they've been like this all my life.
So, what's new?
What's new is, I settled on my condo last week.
Condo owner.
And I just had I'm going to remodel the kitchen and the bathroom. I had my father in there this morning doing the measurement. So far I have a busy morning so far.
Great.
And I was wondering, Don, I have some Christmas presents for you all. Can I come by this afternoon and distribute them?
Wait, excuse me, Lonnie?
Are you buttering his bread?
I have buttered his bread and I have fed him his bread.
You fed him his bread as well?
Yes.
And is he getting meat for lunch?
I'm getting a New York strip.
Yes, I'm going to cut it for him and feed him.
You will cut it and feed him as well. Make sure I see that.
Thank you. That's why I love the palm. Look at that. Look at those attentive waiters.
Yeah, I had Lonnie last time when I had Nicole for dinner. Lonnie's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
What were you saying? I don't care, but what were you saying?
You don't want to be here, Don, do you?
Oh, no. Dennis?
Oh, here
no,
we
I
go.
Don't.
But you know here what? We go with Dennis with the guilt thing.
Yeah, right. You don't want to be here.
Gee, can you tell?
I'm here now.
Okay.
I'm making the best of it.
Can I make my annual pilgrimage to the student yoga?
Oh, no. Today wouldn't be a good day because we're going to be playing this tape of you today.
Oh, okay. But, you know, like, can I do it like early in the show and get out?
Now, how about another day? Another day this week.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I mean, don't be offended. It's just too much Murphy equals bad ratings.
No. It does. Oh, I thought it...
It does?
Boosts your show a little bit. I guess not. Oh.
What role do you think you play on the show, Dennis? Let's talk about your role on the show.
Oh, here we go.
My role on the show is really minuscule, but I really appreciate that when you and Mike had me on. I'm getting a lot of feedback from my website. By the way, DennisMurphy.com.
No, he's just a plug.
And I still have 300 CDs I need to sell.
Okay. You know what? Let's. I am not going to make you sit through this part of the lunch because the next 10 minutes
right.
is Dennis talking about all the products that he wants to sell.
He's made a lot of money off this show.
Rob, let's go to number 18.
All right.
Let's just go to lunch arrives.
Okay. Okay. So now the food is finally here.
Yeah. Ah, the food's here. It's the meat cutting.
Here we go. Look at that, Dennis. Just as we were really bonding, lunch is here.
Funny how that happened.
Yeah. Oh,
that is great friggin' service.
La, la, la.
That's really good.
Now, Dennis, there is your prime rib. Or, I'm sorry, your
New York strip.
Your New York strip.
He likes his beef.
Tell me, what else do we need right now?
That's it. Just a check as soon as we're done.
Just a check as soon as
we're done. BM this afternoon, that's for sure.
And Mike,
yes?
I do discuss BMs with him.
Fantastic.
Hold on. I hate interrupting myself, but we've got another girl. Another Jamaica caller. Hello.
Hi.
Jamaican me crazy. You have pretty genitals?
I believe so. So does my boyfriend.
Right. Well, you should know. What's your name?
Tasha.
Tasha, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Man, who's the celebrity you most resemble, Tasha?
Maybe, like, Holly Robinson.
Oh, you mean that girl who's married to Rodney Peete?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. She is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what happened to that tape, Everybody Likes Snatch?
The critics agree.
Ah, there it is.
All right, thank you.
The critics love Snatch.
And so will you. Tasha, can you come down tomorrow and let us judge your genitals?
I'd love to.
The prettiest set of genitals wins a free trip to Jamaica.
I want to win.
All expenses included.
You're in, Tasha.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Hold on. Lisa will give you information.
Okay.
And we have a lot of contestants already.
There's 9.
We sure have. And hold on. We got number 10 right here.
Fantastic.
Hello?
Hi, Don. Hi.
Oh, boo.
Dennis.
There he is.
Why are you calling?
Oh, no. I called because I want to thank you again for having me tonight.
Dennis, you sound very mellow right now.
He's probably very drunk.
What?
Are you loaded, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I'm still buzzed.
He had at least 4 beers at lunch tonight.
Before I'm going like...
You just sound so mellow. Yeah. He sounds so just... Even when he's drunk, he's usually more lively.
Oh, yeah. I'm not lively, but, you spilt that glass, not me.
I spilled the glass. I don't remember spilling the glass.
No, there. No. There was nothing in the glass, but the glass fell to you.
All right, I'll take the credit for that then.
Okay.
All right.
But you want to go home?
No.
Please?
No. Oh. No. Because we're going to hear. I'm gonna coming up. I'm gonna cut your meat.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Don, you did a great job.
I'm gonna feed you your meat.
Hey, Mike, you should saw the way you cut my meat. You know, it was just like gigantic. I couldn't get it in my mouth.
Oh, really? Large pieces, like suitable for choking?
Man, they gotta
get it. I almost choked once.
And then we're gonna have many conversations about Dennis's. A lack of napkin etiquette,
right?
Oh,
and also about how Dennis holds a fork while he's eating.
Does he use the baseball grip?
Yeah, and Mike, that's exactly what's on the tape. Like this. I'm giving him friggin' instructions on how to hold a fork.
There you go.
And then, well, at the end when I give him a ride to his car.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, oh, it was great fun. Well, Dennis, I had a good time with you.
Okay. Well, I had a good time with you, Don.
Gotcha.
And Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
You and him are great hosts.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you, Dennis.
And,
I appreciate you saying
that. And wait till the end to see how much you laugh as a kid.
Oh, very good.
Unbelievable.
Huge tip. All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, you all have a wonderful day.
Bye.
DennisMurphy.com.
Bye. That's your website. Okay,
bye,
goodbye.
Mike.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye, Dennis.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Yes,
Dennis.
You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Goodbye, Dennis. All right,
take care.
Goodbye. So long, goodbye. Dennis. All right, listen, when we come back, I can wrap this all up. We can hear me feeding Dennis, paying the bill, and then just getting the HE double toothpicks out of the restaurant.
It's going great, Pete.
Okay, that is coming up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mudge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your left. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let me finish up with this lunch with Dennis.
All right.
The last bet I ever make with you involving a meal. The lunch is there. I've cut Dennis's meat, and now I'm going to feed him his meat. Oh, and while we're listening to this, don't forget, girls, we're looking for your gorgeous genitals.
Right.
Tomorrow on this show, we're doing our first ever Genitals for Jamaica contest.
We've got lots of lovely genitals lined up for tomorrow's show.
It's a beauty show. We're looking for the prettiest set of female genitalia. And the winning set, the winning place.
The winning place.
Gets a free vacation to Jamaica.
Yaman.
All expenses included, and all the food and all the booze and everything is included. You don't have to worry about paying one thing.
It's a fantastic trip, and we're giving it away to some fantastic genitals.
That's it. Tomorrow, Genitals for Jamaica.
That's right, Mon.
So, girls, if yours are pretty, call us at 877-365-3636. Buzz counts such things. How many girls have called us far?
We are up to nine so far.
Nine girls already.
Fantastic. Nine lovely ladies.
So the lines are open, and we're waiting for you. Okay, here we go.
The meat gets there.
I've cut his meat.
It's going to be fine, Don. It's going to be okay.
We're going to feed him his meat.
It's going to be all right.
Here we go. I'm pressing it. What are you doing? Cut 20.
Come on, bro.
Cut 19.
It unpaused itself, man.
Nothing nicer than feeding Dennis. How is it, Dad?
Oh, man. It's great. It's good. Very good, Don.
Very good. I will. Take the microphone for a moment so I can use both hands.
Okay. Man, I wish I had that mic, too. I was wondering, do you have any extra furniture that you're not using that you want to get rid of?
Yes.
Do you have a sofa?
Yes.
Do you think I could have it?
Nope.
Why not?
Because
why?
Because. Hi, John.
My waiter's back.
Hey, John. See, at this point, I've really lost interest in this.
I understand. I understand.
All I'm doing is eating my chicken Caesar salad.
Now, was Dennis holding the microphone while you were eating?
Yes.
Or
yes.
So had you already cut his meat for him at this point?
I cut his meat into five pieces.
Five giant pieces.
No. You know, he exaggerated.
Right.
Five normal-sized
pieces. They weren't mouth-stuffing pieces of beef.
No, and I cut his meat again later in this tape.
Very good.
In this tape that never seems to end. It's fine.
Here's your next beer.
Okay. John.
How many beers does that have in the... in the duration?
Four
Amstel Lights. All right.
Guys, we got everything we need?
Yes, we do.
So far, so good.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, right now, I'm currently looking for furniture for the condo.
What, Dennis?
I'm currently looking for furniture for our new place.
Have you thought about a good thrift shop?
good idea. You know, this is the first time that I, you know, really have to look for furniture. So I'm going to, I'm in the market for new furniture.
Gotcha.
How are you? I must ask another question here. How were you able to enjoy your chicken Caesar salad?
It was good.
You didn't stare at his mouth, huh?
No. You're going to hear me say I'm making no eye contact with Dennis. Dennis, your napkin should be in your lap. It shouldn't be folded up on the table.
Oh, no. I do things unusually, and you like that. You have to have it on your lap.
So he's got beef in his mouth right now as he's talking, right?
Yes. And it's drooling out the corner of his
very good.
The juice, yeah. Not to mention the fact that when he uses the napkin, he puts it up to his mouth, and he sucks up all the sauce and stuff and the snot that's come out, and then he just puts it on the table. Oh. You know, I mean, like, I'm yelling at him 20 times during this meal.
Napkin on your lap,
put
Dennis.
Put your napkin in your lap.
Sure.
So if we were dining today, what would you be doing right now?
I'll be at my job working.
What are you doing these days, Dan?
I'm an accountant for the paper company in Mandeville, Maryland.
Great.
Yeah, so I've been there for
almost 2 years now.
Good.
Good. If you were not here, God, what would you be doing?
Rejoicing. Dennis, I would be having the exact same lunch at home.
Really?
Not cooked as nicely, of course, but this is what I would be enjoying for lunch today.
From what I gather, you're not to have the same thing every day, don't you?
Yes.
So you have this in the afternoon, what do you usually have after you come home from work?
Whatever gourmet meal my cunny honey has made for me.
Oh, okay.
Last night we had vegetarian pizza.
I'm just loving this. Because this is the real part right now where you're just having... This is the funniest part of the tape for me because you guys are just having a normal conversation.
I've run out of stuff to ask.
There you go.
Last night I had two sandwiches.
What'd you have?
Really? What kind of sandwiches?
Chicken and mayo.
Chicken and mayo?
What kind of mayo do you enjoy?
Hellman's Light.
More bread?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like some mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Let me serve you.
Is that the side item that they brought along?
Yep. Say when.
Because you have to picture.
I'm really taking the surfing dipping, and I'm scooping out the potatoes and putting them on his plate.
I know you don't want to repeat it, but can I hear the say when part again, please? That is the real sincerity that we get
Rob?
There.
Rob's not here.
That is the part.
Back it up just 10 seconds.
Do you like some mashed potatoes?
How many scoops? Do you remember how many scoops of mashed potatoes?
I hope everybody's enjoying this as much as I am. I really do.
It's only for you, Mike.
I know, but you got the right audience here because this is killing me right here. This part, this is the moment right now. This is the pinpoint moment of the lunch right here.
What kind of mayo do you enjoy?
Bread?
I'm fine,
thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like some mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Let me serve you.
Oh.
Say when.
Okay.
Would you like salt or pepper with those?
I'll take them plain.
Take them plain.
I'm working my way.
Have you seen any power players here at the Palms today?
I haven't. The last time I was at the Palms, I saw Warner Wolf. But
Warner Wolf's a dick.
I understand. I know why.
How much food does he have in his mouth while he is doing? Is he just slamming it?
Shoving it in
as fast as he can.
The whole time.
Because, you know, you can tell he doesn't want to talk now. He wants to feed.
He
wants to get
when
the feed bag on.
Basically, he went downhill.
Everybody realizes that I'm making as little eye contact with Dennis as possible. I'm mainly staring down at my plate. No, Dennis. I cut your meat for you. I cut the meat. Talk to John.
John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
That's our waiter again.
Sounds like he was a great waiter.
He was a great waiter. The whole staff of the Palm.
Yeah, they're good people.
They could not have been nicer.
Very good.
Okay, great meal you have cooked up.
Good, you enjoy it?
Watch this.
Okay, here we
open
go.
Up.
Oh, come on.
Here comes the plane.
There you go.
So, John, our waiter, can attest to the fact that I am cutting your meat and I am feeding you.
Yeah.
Dennis, put your napkin in your lap.
Okay, John.
How the sweat's doing at this point?
John, well,
he is... he's a mess.
Who?
Because he's got the sweat pouring off him.
Now he's, you know, he's ingesting hot food.
He's got the boozy breath.
Right.
He's got, like, the steak juice coming out of the corner of his mouth.
Got a very expensive steak. He's had three beers at this point.
Yeah. He's out of control.
Sauna time.
He's rocking back and forth in, right, in his booth.
He's nervous. Yeah. You know, he's happy. It's just a hodgepodge.
Isn't that proper dining etiquette to put a napkin in the lap?
Unless you're Italian, then you hang it from your collar, I guess.
That's what I should do.
Wait, hold on. Let me hear that sound. Rob, now Rob keeps running in and out of here. I want to see if we can get a replay on that where I want to hear that where he...
That was Dennis. He had something in his mouth,
uh-huh,
and it was Dennis working it down.
Feeding you.
Yeah.
Dennis, put your napkin in your lap.
Okay, Bong.
John, isn't that proper dining etiquette to put a napkin in the lap?
Unless you're Italian, then you hang it from your collar, I guess.
That's what I should do.
You guys come here for the prom, and you got to calm down there.
You want to go calm down, calm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And David was right out, bro.
Who?
David?
Yeah, David was. David was a good guy.
Yeah.
John, how you doing?
I'm loving this. While John, our waiter, is talking to you, I'm loving the fact that all I'm having to do is cut your meat.
Hey, you're doing a good job, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Here's another piece for you, Dennis.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Unhinged that jaw. He likes it.
Good.
I believe he approves.
He likes it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
John, carry on.
Are you?
What did you just tell him? Carry on.
Carry on, my wayward son. Dennis, all we are is dust in the wind.
I'm a dust in the wind, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm not as good with music as you are, guys.
Doctor. I was just doing a little Kansas thing there.
Yeah, I know Kansas. I grew up with that song in high school.
Hey, Rob, listen, I'm sorry. As much as you like, this is killing me. Rob, let's go to number 26. Where's
the wrap-up?
Well, no. First, Dennis has to talk about his BM.
Ah, very good. Okay.
No, Dennis, you're a fine lunch companion.
Oh, I dropped my napkin.
You dropped your napkin? Okay.
Oh, dear. Just about the time of the lunch where you want to be in a different state.
Oh, 5 minutes into it.
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, I've finished my salad.
Sure.
And I'm done.
He's lingering. It's the beer.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on in the second life of Mr. Geronimo?
Dennis, you know it all. I mean, there's not a lot that you don't know.
Uh-oh.
Now, tell me, you know what I talk about when I eat?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a nice BM today?
I have a BM just before you came here.
Did you have a BM here in the Palm?
At the Palm restaurant.
Oh.
I had to walk up the hill, and apparently I couldn't hold it anymore.
Oh,
how was it? Was it a good BM?
I would say so. Yeah. I didn't stop up my car and go, it was so-so.
Did you look at it afterwards?
I don't do that. You're
a good man.
Yeah. So do you crinkle or fold when you wipe?
I crinkle.
How loud? Just out of curiosity, how loud was this discussion at the Bob restaurant?
Pretty loud.
Loud enough for the diners,
yeah,
to have. Yeah, there,
yeah,
you go.
Discussing Dennis's BM.
Dennis Murphy's wiping habits.
Cool. I crinkle also.
Do you have a hard time wiping with only one hand?
Oh, no. That's all you need is one hand.
I'm just making a conversation.
Oh, no. I don't have a hard time wiping.
No, I enjoy wiping with both hands. Here, let me feed you another piece of meat.
That's too big.
They went.
Get it in. How about some potatoes to go with that?
I'm thinking about his his activity before he saw you. I wonder if he rushed it, you know, when you were coming in.
Oh, maybe so.
I think he might have rushed it. Did you shake his hand when you came in?
Uh-uh.
Okay, very good.
I bet he washed his hand because there's a guy there, and he'll hand him the towel and everything, and he'd like to take advantage of that.
Yeah, he wouldn't dash out after moderate cleanup.
Let's just go down to... Hold on a second. Anniversary greetings, no. Dennis's concerns. You don't want to hear me give him lessons on how to hold a fork. go to 29.
You know I would. I would. I'd listen to the whole thing.
Would you really?
Yes, I would. I'm enjoying it.
All right, I'm just skipping ahead a little bit here. Because I think you'll enjoy this topic.
Very good.
Dennis, I know Mike is your favorite, and I'm fine with it. Mike's one of my best friends. I think very highly of him also. What do you like best about Mike?
I love his eyes. I love his mustache. Oh, my God. Now I'm going to boot.
Okay, let's...
You know what? Jesus.
Hold on. I got to do one more break. I can't fit this all in this break.
Good.
Because you still haven't heard Dennis singing happy birthday to the table of funnies who work on Capitol Hill.
Let's say when.
Paying the bill. And then really the most awkward part was when we leave the restaurant.
Yeah, the real final goodbye.
And we're standing outside the restaurant waiting for valet parking. And the guy ain't coming with my car.
Oh, that's when it, and you're waiting. You're watching those seconds tick by.
Yeah, oh, but first... I think we might have another contestant.
Fantastic.
Let's check out line...
The critics love Snatch.
Line number three. Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Adrian.
Adrian, hi.
Yo, Adrian. I guess you don't hear that very often.
Oh, God, never, never.
You have pretty genitals?
Yes, I do.
No, that's fantastic. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
See, I don't know. I was trying to figure that out. I can't think of anybody actually offhand.
Oh, well, then describe yourself to us.
I have a lot of tattoos. I have 21 tattoos. I have facial piercings. I'm about 5'7", 5'8". I have brown and blonde curly hair.
Are your genitals pierced?
No.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, then you got some potential in this contest.
Yes.
21 tattoos.
Yes.
All right, well, we're looking for the prettiest genitals.
Okay.
The most gorgeous genitals. Go to Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
For a week-long vacation tomorrow. It's our genital beauty pageant.
Okay.
And if you'd like, you're in.
Okay, I would love to be in, actually.
Beautiful. Can you hold on? Lisa will give you a time to come down here.
Sure.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what's the closest tattoo to your genitals?
I have one on my stomach around my belly button.
Oh, very good.
That kind of points down in that direction, so.
Okay.
Look here, guys.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you. Hold on a second.
All righty.
And Buzz, that's 10, right?
That's 10.
That's 10 girls with gorgeous genitals.
Ah, keep them coming.
For tomorrow's genitals to Jamaica pageant.
All right.
We got a break, and when we get back, I want to wrap up this this Dennis thing, so you can hear well, Robbie, Buzz's genitality.
Buzz is keeping a genitali.
Genitali.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are a punster, Rob. Okay, so when we come back, you don't want to hear Dennis his old dissertation about what can I do to improve myself.
Yes. Oh, sorry, I do. That I'd like to hear. I really would.
Okay.
Now, I know that I'm not necessarily objective about this, but I would also like to hear, you know, you teaching him how to hold his fork.
Okay.
And you know, just those two.
All right. And then we'll cut down to the end of where we leave.
I like it when Dennis does the sympathy thing where he goes, how do I make myself better? I want to rip it apart.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
Tastier than a bowl of scab. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're trying to push back the people from the TLC show, Junkyard Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So I get play you the last part of the stuff with Dennis.
Very good.
Let me see.
I'm enjoying it.
What did you want next?
I wanted you to teach Dennis how to use his fork.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to 31.
31 it is.
Fork lesson. Or maybe, you know, I give him two separate fork lessons.
Yeah.
Wait, go to 28 first. let me hear. Which is better? So, I mean, really, he holds his phone like he holds his fork.
Like he makes a fist and he just sticks the fork in there.
You know, like the way Bob Dole holds a pencil.
Right. Right.
That's the way Dennis Murphy's holding his fork.
Yeah, a little etiquette lesson for Dennis.
We're just two best buddies having lunch, celebrating life.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis, when you hold a fork, hold it with your thumb and your forefinger.
I understand.
Don't hold the fork.
I know.
Don't grip the fork the way you would grip a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said.
That's right. Yes, I know. No, but I'm in a bad habit of doing that, but I'll try to focus in when I use the fork.
No, he won't.
Never
no.
That I'm doing it now.
Yes, very good.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did Dennis have dessert?
I offered.
He didn't want it.
He didn't want it.
Yeah, too much beer.
No. All right, let's go to the next fork lesson. 31, please. Hey, if you could manage to stay in the studio.
Sure.
Just for like 10 seconds.
There you go.
Number 31. All right, here's Dennis's second fork lesson.
No, I'm happy with his lunch, but, you know,
I'm going to leave that with you, and I'll take it at your convenience.
Thank you, John. There's the check already.
Well, man, the pond is so efficient.
But, Dennis, I want you to be happy with this lunch.
No, I am happy. I'm very happy with his lunch. This has been a good time.
Hold your fork.
Oh,
hold your fork. You put it's your thumb and your forefinger.
Okay.
That's how you hold the fork.
Okay.
He's holding the fork like a goddamn hillbilly.
No, I'm holding the fork like that's how I eat my cereal in the morning.
Okay, but you're eating potatoes and steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch as I'm going to feed you another piece of steak.
Okay.
Describe how I'm holding this fork.
Okay, your thumb is on the end of the fork, and then
he's a master storyteller. He knows the powers of description.
Notice how delicately it is like that?
God, you do that.
Juicy.
Well, I know.
Yes, it is.
Can you cut that piece down?
I would be glad to. Yeah. Hold the microphone.
There's more meat down there?
Yes.
And oh, we're going to get la-la-la there.
He wants me to cut his more food.
Oh, how you doing, America? And, God is cutting like a piece of meat in half. That's wonderful, God.
Great. Yeah. Notice even when I switch hands,
yeah.
I'm now holding the fork with the left hand. John, let me show you how Dennis holds the fork when he was eating. Like this.
It doesn't matter how you hold the fork, does it?
Yes, it does. You can be honest with him.
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me how you eat your food.
That's a good way to...
John, generally in a fine restaurant like the Palm...
You're angry at John now.
Yeah.
You would cut with your right hand and you hold the fork like you are in your left.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Dennis.
Now open up.
Oh. That John's a good waiter.
He was excellent.
Never insulted.
That's delicious, isn't it?
I need John.
Dennis, all kidding aside, I want to make sure that you have a good time today and that we get out of here as fast as we possibly can.
I'm having a good time. Hopefully I can come by maybe in the week of drop off your Christmas present.
Hey, Robbie, let's go to 34. Because this is where the table next to us,
right?
The waiters come over to sing happy birthday.
Very good.
Okay? And then I urge Dennis to join in.
Excellent.
No,
back it up a little bit. Back it up from your home.
Okay, I'm going to be on the telephone, doing a show on the telephone.
Oh, Dennis, it's a great moment at the Palm. Sing, Dennis.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Oh, bravo. What a great momentary distraction that was.
Yeah, I'm sure you know the distraction.
I did.
How'd they seem to take it, the ladies?
They were not pleased.
Not amused at all.
They were not pleased. As the four of them were applauding their friend, they just took a moment and just their heads were on a swivel. Just looked at us like a-holes. You two a-holes.
Dennis goes immediately to that national anthem sound.
All right, let's go to 35, Rob. Now we're getting to the end. Paying the bill. We've been there roughly 49 minutes.
Wow. Longer than
shocker that I want to get out of here as fast as possible, as every goddamn waiter of the place has now come by to take a look at us. Yeah, and that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once word got out...
Sure, you were in there.
And especially the fact that I was cutting Dennis's meat and feeding Dennis's meat,
right?
Every waiter in the restaurant would come by, and they weren't nonchalant. They would just stand there and look,
right.
And then look at me and smile.
A little grin.
Yeah, and then walk away.
See you later, boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we could have our own private table in the back.
Well, Dennis, the deal was it had to be out in public.
Right.
It had to be at a power table, and this is, you know.
A power table. This is a power aisle.
He's a little wasted.
This is where the heavy. He's a little effed up. You can just tell because now he's volunteering.
He's into his fourth year now.
Power aisle.
Better said, Dennis. And now, as I mentioned, they've taken any sentimental value that this booth has for me, for freedom myself, they've now taken that and ruined that by putting us in the... Oh, John! Hi, here's the bill.
I'll be right back. Dennis, you finished here?
No, let me finish myself and then I'll tell you, okay?
Leave no morsel untouched.
Now, this is pissing me off because he's already had all the potatoes,
right.
And there's like two bites of the steak left. And the waiter says, can I take that? And Dennis says, no.
He wants his beef.
No, I'm not done yet.
Every last morsel so he can go home and have a nice BM.
So you're saying you and Cleveland will never sit here again at this table?
No, we will have to find another table to be on.
Oh, come on, Don.
Well, Dennis, how could I share this great moment with you and when I come back with Frida, not... At that point, the tape ran out.
Okay. All right.
We had to turn the cassette over.
You're working overtime. You're filling up a side. I don't think I filled up a side.
You didn't fill up a side?
I don't think I filled up a side. I might have filled up a side.
I think you did.
No, I didn't fill up a side. Rob says I didn't fill up a side.
It was 32 minutes.
32 minutes. There you go.
Wow. Yeah, but didn't you turn the tape off for a while?
I turned the tape off quite often.
I never did.
Just so I could have my quiet time.
See, I left it on the whole time. A steak.
You won't hold the mic while you sign?
Yes, why don't you hold the microphone, and why don't you look at the tip that I'm going to leave, John? You'll see that the bill came to
$66. $66.10.
Dennis, I appreciate good service.
Come on.
Yes.
Because my cojones got a clip.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this guy deserved it.
He got you out of there.
As soon as we got in there, he came over. He had Dennis already hooked up with his drinks.
Right.
He came over. I didn't even look at the menu.
Sure.
He just took the order. He had the food out within 15 minutes.
That's a good thing.
Love this guy. Love that waiter, John. Excellent.
There you go, Johnny. It was Johnny's lucky day.
He earned the money.
Holy effing Christ!
Dennis, I appreciate...
Maybe you can tell Dennis is bombed.
Dennis is a totally wasted.
Holy effing Christ.
Right.
Appreciate good service.
I wish I was a waiter. Oh, man. Oh, hey, Don, you did a great job.
I never tipped this much except today. He deserves it.
Why doesn't go to Don?
Because he was so friggin' fast.
Yeah, he was fast. And I know that you are, you know, you want to get a gun, you want to get in and out.
Well, I have a busy day. When Frida called, she was telling me my agent said that I have a conference call with him shortly. And on such a busy day with so many important things happening for me career-wise, it was a great diversion to be able to get away to have lunch with you today, Dennis.
Well, I'm glad that you spent a half an hour with me.
What? 42 minutes.
Hey, way to go.
Oh, yeah. Kind of flies when we're having fun, right?
Oh, he is bomb.
Not that I'm counting, but 42 minutes.
But God, are you enjoying this time together?
Yes. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
John, thank you.
Check
out that cheap tip jar.
I don't Oh, come on. I'm showing off. I gave the guy $100. All right, let's go to number 40, Rob, because now we're walking out of the restaurant.
How was John's reaction to the tip? Did he give you what you wanted, or was it like matter of fact?
No, he was happy.
He was happy.
Sure, he was happy. $100 tip on a $66 bill.
Pretty darn good.
That's good. Hey, put that in your faggot Washington Post column. Because, you know, that they have a whole column in the Post about people who leave big tips.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Hey, you know, if you want to call me off the tape, I'll keep it a secret.
What?
If you want to call me off the recorder, I'll...
Right, that's what I'll do, is tell you off the recorder. Exactly what me and Mike are going to...
No chance in hell.
No chance.
Okay.
Well, Dennis, this has been an outstanding lunch.
It was a great lunch. Thank you for having me, Congo Pong.
I don't see why we can't leave together.
Yeah, we can leave together. Let me finish my beer.
Okay, finish your beer.
Oh, my God, he still wants to linger.
You know, at this point, I could have... ended the bet and just said, Dennis, I'll see you.
I would have been out the door. I would have said, Dennis, see you later.
I'll walk out without you. But he said, well, I could finish my fourth free beer.
He wants to slam it down. How much was it? About half of it at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chugging now. I'm just waiting. You wouldn't be offended if I put on my coat while you were finishing your beer, would you?
No, I'll hold the mic for you. I'm drinking, but I'm gone now. Wipe my mouth off. God, nice jacket you have.
Thank you.
Is that what Mike gave you?
Yeah.
See, now this is why you know Dennis is a drunk. He asked me all of these questions.
Yeah.
40 minutes earlier when we sat down to lunch.
Absolutely.
We went through the same conversation. Right. Nice jacket. Is that the jacket Mike got you?
He likes the jacket.
Well, I don't know why Bart is giving you a clap. That's a nice jacket you have.
Look at the back of it.
It looks good. I have no problem.
He is
very gaudy, but I like it.
Okay, so I guess we're leaving now, right? Okay.
Yes, we are. We are leaving now. Leaving the Palm Restaurant now.
You need some help?
Pardon me?
You need some help?
No, I don't need any help. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Though. Thanks. Uh-huh. Thanks very much.
Uh-huh.
Lonnie, thank you for your hospitality, sir.
Lonnie, thank you. You know, I didn't get to see the other day. Who won the drinking contest? Well, what would you drink?
It was a guy who drank 142 crickets.
He drank 142 crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Blended?
Yes, all blended. Again, thank you to everybody at the Palm.
Thank you.
You're just great. I hope you'll still let me come back here.
Yeah,
not a problem.
See, now I'm just trying to get out, but now at this point, there's a line like with the manager and the assistant manager.
That question about what somebody drinks, I got a lot of those, too. That is one of the questions. For some reason, we do shows like that. You get a lot of questions about it.
And I'm just trying to get out, but I want to be very polite because these people at the Palm have been very nice to me.
You'll be back.
Oh, you bet. Without Dennis.
I tell you, it's a good advertisement for the Palm. I mean, I'm ready to go have a steak. Yeah. I mean, really, I'm hungry Let's after go. This.
And I don't know if you can hear from the ambiance, the place is friggin' jam-packed.
It's rocking and rolling.
I mean, it could not have been a more embarrassing time to be sitting at the center table.
There you go.
With Dennis.
That's your anniversary table. Weren't you sitting there at your anniversary?
Yeah, see, I told you, Dennis.
Yeah.
There's a special table for me.
Oh, God. You should go for
that. What? When we sang to you.
I was more embarrassed. They sang to us.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Now I'm embarrassed. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you guys. Bye-bye.
Dennis.
What?
Nothing. Nothing, Dennis.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. Dennis, right now, you want to know something?
Yeah.
Nothing's the matter at all.
Because I'm almost out of your hair.
Because we're going to make our way to valet parking.
Okay. He loves doing
our last
psychic
few moments
thing.
Will be why they brought bring my car around.
Okay. I was wondering, can you drive me to my car?
Where is your car?
I'm just across the street. Will you do that for me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
He knew you'd say yes.
Well, at least we're outside now.
Yeah, well, kind of nice and cloudy. But
conversation comes easy with Dennis Murphy, doesn't it?
Now, listen, at this point, I've shut down.
Right.
I'm not really into asking him any kind of questions that I think will elicit a response
it's
from him.
It's all him, and that's when we get our la la la.
We're just standing outside,
right,
waiting for the valet guy.
He's actually making, you know, speaking into the microphone and not coming up with la 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 would require effort.
Comfortable out here.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised you couldn't ask me why I'm not wearing a coat.
All right. Why are you not wearing a coat?
I'm warm. That's why.
It's cold out today.
That was the payoff. You know, he sets you up to get the question, and yeah, then we get that great payoff.
Right.
Right.
Only 4 degrees.
Yeah, so why aren't you wearing a coat?
Because I'm a man.
Because you're a man? Yeah.
He is Bob.
I can't believe close.
Did you see where the valet guy went, Dennis?
No, I didn't see. I think one valet guy... No, I don't know. Where the valet people go?
I don't know where the valet people went.
You want to get out of here, I know.
What, Dennis?
I know you want to get out of here.
Oh, can you tell?
You know, when Dennis gets really loaded, he goes into that whole psychic, I'm reading your mind, you want to leave, you want to get out. You know, he likes to read people's minds.
He didn't
mind.
Have to be a psychic, though, to know that I wanted to leave.
He likes to finish your thought.
Stevie Wonder could have been standing there. He would say, that man wants to leave.
I know. But when he's Bob, believe me, when he's in my eyes, I know, you hate me.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to Africa Valley Parking.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you, God?
Dennis,
what?
Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Okay, I'll stand a foot away from you.
Here's a valet guy right now, I think.
Yep, that's a valet guy. Hello. Oh, nice car, too.
Is that the valet guy?
No,
it's not.
No, that's a messenger.
That's a courier.
Yeah.
This is the longest part of the day.
I'm back. He's just such a stimulating conversationalist.
Unbelievable. I don't know what that is. People are.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know if people listening, Dennis, frankly, I don't even know if we're going to get to this part of the tape today on the show, but I don't know if people could sense the real awkwardness that we have now that the meal is done.
The meal's done, and we're waiting for a valet guy to come up. Get your ticket, go and get your car.
Let's look inside and see if the valet guy's inside.
Oh, open the door,
let's run down.
Thank
down
you,
there.
Dennis.
There you go.
Thank you very much for opening the door. Oh. And no, there's a Dennis. There's no valet guy inside.
I'm sure getting cars.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm calling.
That's all right. Don't be sorry. Not your fault, Dennis.
Okay.
My fault. My fault for making that bet with Mike. It's my fault for thinking that Regis Philbin's show would be off the air by now.
I thought it might be off the air too, because I haven't been watching it as much. And I'm sure you haven't been watching it either. Right?
No, I trust me, you know what? I'm never going to watch Regis Philbin again.
Because Regis Philbin made you have dinner, lunch with me.
Yes, dinner would have been...
Yeah, would have been unbelievable.
All right, now here's the valet guy. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
All right, now listen, we were next in line here.
Okay.
Normally I would let the ladies go first, but being as I am so anxious...
You want to get out of here.
Anxious to get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, valet guy, how you doing? Hi. Remember, I told you I'd be less than an hour.
What kind of car is?
That's a Cadillac.
Okay, thank you. Well,
best of all.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, you look nice and polite.
Yes, well, Dennis, everybody at the Palm Restaurant.
I'd like to point out, I remembered that instant replay here. The comment would have been, I told you I'd be out here in less than an hour, and the comment from him was, kind of car is?
Yeah.
There you go. Very good.
Come on, get your Cadillac. Unbelievable.
Yes, they're actually
that's
running,
the third unbelievable from Dennis. That means his brain is now squashed, alcohol squashed.
Bombed. It's the urgency in my eyes.
Yeah, the urgency in your eyes. Okay, I want to get that. Hell, away from here.
It'd be even nicer, Dennis, to have the privilege of taking you to your car.
Yeah, well, thank you. No, I really appreciate this song. I'll hold the light for you.
All right, now I think I'm Now I'm feeling like I want to run away.
Yeah. What? Dennis, I'm out of conversation right now.
No.
We should just enjoy our time together, okay. Our last couple of minutes together.
Couple of minutes of you and I on January 17th, 2001. This is probably the last night that I will ever have with Mr. Don Geronimo, right?
It's pretty sick.
Probably so.
Now we'll dine with him again. It'll happen. It'll happen.
At least under these conditions.
Yeah.
So how will you be spending the rest of your afternoon?
Well, I guess I thought I could probably come to the show, but you don't want too much music, so I'll be listening to the show. And then after I listen to the show, I'm going to the Lake Forest Mill, and then.
Oh, and what portal will you be at tonight?
I have to stop to say there's only one way we could ever improve on this. If we ever get a great bet.
Yeah.
Is a weekend with Dennis.
Oh, no way. No way.
Wouldn't have to all be taped, but it would be a weekend with Dennis.
Felt like a weekend with Murphy today. By 1 hour with him.
A weekend. A weekend like at a resort.
Felt like a weekend out there waiting for the guy to come with my goddamn car.
I'll be on the local team, and I'm on the aisle, because you can't miss me.
And when you give out this information, do people actually come and see you at these games?
I will say two or three people every other game say hello to me, so I appreciate it.
What is it you love about Maryland basketball so much? And where the F is my car?
I know. That's why I like getting my own car. I don't trust valet parking.
Why don't you trust valet parking?
I talk too much. I'd rather park a car than walk.
It's complimentary.
This?
Yes, and here's the car right now.
Oh, it's complimentary?
Yes, see the sign? Complimentary valet parking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You just spiffed the guy a buck or two.
Okay.
There you go. Excellent. Thank you very much.
You. Have a good day, sir.
Appreciate that. You know, that's Dennis Murphy.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day, okay?
All right.
Okay. And now adding real injury to the insult. Here's Dennis actually getting in my car.
Nice car, Gong.
Thanks, Dennis. Jesus Christ. This is above and beyond the call.
It is. It is. I salute you for that.
Gong, I appreciate you.
Buckle up.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this. Oh, he can't buckle himself up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you help him with that?
Oh, that's
just a... Is the seatbelt big enough for you?
Can I hear his high-pitched whining one more time, please?
That had to drive you crazy.
I'm a Murphy fan.
That's the sound
gentlemen.
That says, I can't get the seatbelt to
right.
fit.
Uh-huh. And then the laugh that goes into the laugh.
Jesus Christ.
What?
This is above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, I'm no God, but... God, I appreciate you.
Buckle up.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Song time.
Oh, God. I'm not buckled.
Is the seatbelt big enough for you?
I'm not in the hole yet.
You're what?
Can you snap me in, Don?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to turn the radio up. I got my whatever CD in.
Right.
I'm just going to turn the CD up as loud as I can. I am
Chicago, huh?
I am tired of talking to him.
Right.
I've had to buckle him into the goddamn car
for the long journey across the street. But you got to buckle him in. You know, you hit anything with him.
Right.
Imagine that kind of projectile go through the window like a cannonball.
Recorder.
I'll have a good club with you. Gone.
Dennis, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some music while we drive over. Drive over to get your car. Pardon me, I couldn't hear you.
Go down the slope, please.
Ah, thank you.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you. The music was too loud.
I know. I'm down the hill.
Down the hill.
Yeah.
Good to hear you, Dennis.
Jason Lucas, huh?
Pardon me?
Go in the parking lot.
Yes.
I got some like red car right there.
Ah.
The red car.
Sorry, my jaw's hurt. Hold on, let me turn the music down. What, Dennis?
I appreciate you grabbing me to my car.
Dennis, not a problem.
Thank you so much for lunch.
Thank you, Dennis.
And, you know, I'll miss you to the show.
Yes, get out.
Go.
Get out. Thank you, Dennis.
Get out.
Dennis, I got to go to work.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great time, Dennis.
You have a good day, and tell my I love him.
I know you do. I told you do.
Okay. But I do love you, guys.
I love you, too, Dennis.
Please remember that. I love you both.
Remember, I love you.
Please
get out.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
I love you. Goodbye.
Oh, you love me?
Goodbye.
Okay.
See you later.
Gone?
Yeah.
Drive safely.
Drive safely. I will. Goodbye.
Have fun.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye. Now, I would only do this. He is not even getting in his car. Hi, Dennis. I'm going to try to burn rubber.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure if I can do it or not.
You can do it with that car.
See you, Dennis. There. That illustrate.
Let that illustrate how happy I am.
We need a replay.
That is over.
We need
that bet is over.
I'm not sure if I can do it or not. See you, Dennis. There. Let that illustrate.
Let that illustrate how happy I am that is over. That bet is over. And that bet has been paid off. F you, Regis Philbin.
Oh, God.
From the Palm Restaurant, Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Dodger on the boat. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, oh, there you go. I enjoyed it.
Never say I well so my bet.
Thank you for that. That's I'll tell you, there's nobody in the world that enjoyed that as much as I did. And it was
I only did it for you.
That was a hell of a finale. I give you extreme credit for that. That is leaving them with a charge. That peeling out of the parking lot. Fantastic.
You could have seen him. He wouldn't even get in his car.
Right.
As I was just pulling away. Sure. He was still standing outside his car. Just waving.
Way to go. Fantastic job.
All right. Bet paid.
Above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Thank you.
Highly entertaining.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, whiz gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now I'm going to hip you guys to my favorite new TV show in a second.
Okay.
But first, I want to get in a plug for tomorrow's show.
All right.
Genitals for Jamaica.
Yeah, we're going to have the prettiest genitals contest.
We're having a beauty contest here tomorrow. We've already got over 10 girls who have signed up to come down and show us how beautiful their genitals are.
That's right.
We're giving away a 5-day, 4-night trip for two to Jamaica, courtesy of the movie The Beach with Leo DiCaprio, now available on DVD. Trip is courtesy of Beaches Resorts, and it's a great resort because everything's paid for, all your food, all your booze.
Fantastic.
Ladies, if you've got pretty genitals, register them in our contest. Tomorrow, Genitalia for Jamaica. Phone number 877-365-3636.
We already have over 10 people now that are participating, right?
Over 10 girls, but we got room for plenty more because God knows there's more than 10 beautiful pieces of female genitalia out there.
Listen, I agree. Absolutely. We have room for 20, 30, 40, 50, 100.
Now, my favorite TV show that's on right now is a show that I got hooked on with my kid called
Junkyard Wars. Now, I have not seen this show. You talked about this show just the other day where they build stuff out of the stuff that's available in the junkyard and it has to work?
Yes. I love it. I can't describe the show beyond that, beyond the fact that they get guys, they put them in a junkyard.
Right.
They say, you got a half hour to build a car. Go.
Go for it.
And then you see these guys going through the junk.
Do they have to, like, when they build a car, do they have to get the gas for it, too?
I don't know.
They have to siphon the gas out of other tanks?
I don't know. Mike, joining us from London now is the girl who's the host of the show, and I think she also thought it up. I think it's her whole, her deal, is it? Wow. Hey, Kathy?
Hey.
Hi, listen, welcome. Kathy Rogers.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Don and all Mike.
Listen, this is Don. I love this show. I freaking love this show. Where did you get the idea for this show?
It was actually kind of stolen off a movie that you might have heard of called Apollo 13.
Right.
Okay.
Well, when I say stolen, inspired, let's call it.
Well, that's easy. I mean, because you're that's the scene you're talking about, obviously, when they duct tape together, they jerry-rig the life-saving equipment on Apollo 13, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Out of pieces of old crap and bits of old astronaut suit and whatnot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. So that's an interesting way of getting the idea, and that's kind of the premise of the show, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
I mean, we don't quite make it life and death situations, but, you know, that's just because the law isn't on our side.
Well, listen, for instance, tonight, there are two episodes every Wednesday night on TLC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking here on the second episode tonight. I love this. It's the Scrap Daddies versus the Long Brothers. And both these guys have won the off-road vehicle competition.
These are like little MacGyvers.
So tonight what they're going to do is take these guys, and they're going to attempt to build a hovercraft.
Yeah.
And they build them out of junk.
You mean like a hovercraft that goes over water?
Yes. I mean, I can't describe to you this show, but you have to see the guys. The guys all look like the doctor in that Michael J. Fox movie, you know, the...
Yeah, sure,
back
Christopher...
Back to the Future.
Hello, yeah, all yeah, right.
They're all like that. And they put them in a junkyard.
Christopher Lloyd, there you go.
They put them in a junkyard. They give them just big piles of crap.
Now, like, now the crap that you give them when you set this up is the junk that they have to go through. Does it include everything that could possibly, if they figure it out, that could make something like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a special junkyard. It's like the creme de la creme of junkyards, if you like.
Okay.
So we know that there's good stuff out there, but then exactly what they use to do it is entirely up to them.
So they might use like a piece of PVC pipe when maybe a roll of duct tape would be more appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And usually do. Yeah.
And a lot of times you see guys like use a. Tire inner tubes.
Right.
That's a big one. Like they squeak them up like they mix them up like you know guys that make balloon animals.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
They take those things and they fold them and twist them different ways.
So, but everything's in there to make this whatever they have to whatever their assignment is. It's just a question of how they noodle it through.
Right now.
They build the balloon animals and then they get on with the proper challenge.
Right now, did you start the show in England and then bring it over here?
Yeah, it's been going for about 3 years in England.
Well, how come you're not the host of the American show?
Well, I am.
Well, no, hold on. I'm seeing here that, and I know I've seen you, but I'm reading about some dick named George Gray.
There's two presenters or hosts, as you call them, for each show. So
okay.
Here I do it with somebody called Robert Llewellyn, who's Crichton out of Red Dwarf, which I think shows...
Any relationship to Doug Llewellyn?
Not that he's confessed.
Okay, very good.
I only remember seeing the girl on the show.
Ah.
I mean, you're the only one that I remember is the host. And I know somebody told me it was your idea, that the whole show was your deal.
What kind of credentials do your contestants bring to the table with this situation? What kind of qualifications do they have to have?
They need to have a lot of skill at things like welding and fixing and joining and the mental age of a child.
Now listen, here's one of them tonight. Let me give you one of the challenges tonight.
Okay.
This is how they set this up. On tonight's show at 9 o'clock Eastern,
right.
8 o'clock Central, deep sea dive. They take two guys, and what they're going to do is these guys have to make an apparatus that will allow them
to breathe underwater. I thought you said it. Hey, I thought you said it wasn't life and death.
Well, that was an exception.
They have sunken treasure at the bottom of a shark-filled aquarium.
Oh, good.
These guys have to take this junk that they give them.
Right.
They have to figure out how to make, like oxygen.
Yeah, an aqualung.
Yeah, take it down, swim down to the bottom, get the treasure, and come back up.
Very cool.
One team, I'll give you a little hint, one team builds a piston pump, and the other team builds a bellow pump out of used tires.
For oxygens. Okay.
Yeah.
For oxygen.
Yeah.
For tires. You and I'd be great on this show. Can you imagine that? We'd die in the tank.
Yeah, we'd be awful. We'd be the worst on this show. Now, this guy, Dwayne, that I've got on the other line, is he one of the contestants tonight? Kathy, do you know?
Yes, I do. Yeah, he is one of the contestants, and he was part of the bellows pump design team.
Oh, all right. Let me see if I got him here. Hey, Dwayne?
Hey, hello there.
Hi, listen, welcome. Now, you're one of the guys who does this thing where you dive into the shark-infested waters to get the treasure tonight, right?
Hey, you wouldn't catch me dead in that tank, man. Well, you might catch me dead. No, our expert went down there because he had to go over and get scuba training in the UK to be able to do it.
Hmm. Oh, so you were instrumental in kind of designing the apparatus, right, out of the crap that they gave you?
Yeah, we built a pretty amazing pump. We call it the Gooba. It's the Greg-O-Matic underwater breathing apparatus.
I'm not doing this show justice when I say
right.
You have to just sit down, give it an hour, and watch it. You have to see the situations they put these people in.
Right.
And they show you all the junk that they have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the next hour, you actually watch these guys noodle through, seeing if this will fit here, if this will fit here.
Right.
And then they finally put this crap together, and it worked.
They're all like real MacGyver guys.
Yeah.
You know, they can do stuff like that.
It's fantastic. Dwayne, can you tell us if you won tonight or not?
Well, I don't think I'd like to give that away because the viewers, you know, they want to be surprised when this happens. But I'll tell you, we did great. We had a blast. I'll tell you, some of the junk that you find out there, you look at it and you think this will never work, and you bring it all this junk in, you throw it on the floor, and you start building this thing. And we had to literally pump for a half an hour on a teeter totter mechanism, a seesaw mechanism, pumping air to this guy in the tank. And I have to tell you, they did feed the sharks ahead of time so they wouldn't be hungry.
See, I got to think that this guy was one of the winners because we're doing an interview with them. They're not going to let us interview the guy who was the loser or the guy who got eaten by the shark.
You have to tune in to find out.
But a lot of people came to the funeral.
That's good. That's the presenter, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, Dwayne, hold on just a second. Hey, Kathy, let me get Kathy back. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
How popular is this show in England?
Fantastically, superbly popular.
I mean, as related to what show in America is it as popular as? Is it as popular as Survivor?
To be honest, I don't really know. I was being slightly tongue-in-cheek when I said that. It's very popular. I mean, it's on the channel that it shows on here. It's one of their most popular shows, which I think, given that it's about engineering, essentially, I mean, for all the balloon-blowing antics, it's still, you know, basically an engineering show. But I don't really know how it compares with things there.
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't know if anybody even watches this show or not, but I've watched it for, like, the last 2 months, and I love it.
You're fascinated with it.
I love it.
And that's neat. I mean, if you like gadgets, I think this is just a great show. I'm going to look at it.
I'm not even a guy who likes gadgets.
And you're not a guy that's handy by any stretch of the imagination. You couldn't even hook up your DVD player.
Right, I had my kid do it for him.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this show is a freaking smash. We're going to hardly endorse this tonight. Two episodes on the Learning Channel. Everybody, please watch Junkyard Wars. I asked to have these people on the show because I love this show, and I think a lot of people should watch.
And I just have a suggestion for you that perhaps down the road you could involve weaponry in there where they make real guns to kill their opponents.
You know what? We've done cannons.
Oh, good. All right. Fantastic.
All right. Well, Kathy, great talking to you.
A pleasure.
Thank you for your time, and I love the show.
Good luck with your genitals for Jamaica.
Thank you, honey.
Abby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
she was all right.
Oh, yeah. She's the brain.
Is she hot?
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Oh. She's very cute.
Really?
She's very cute in a
British kind of way?
No.
In a Diana Rigg kind of way?
No,
God, you know, to describe her, think gymnast.
Okay.
Except real hot, like not Russian, like with big muscles and,
okay,
and facial hair.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. But kind of like wiry.
Cute.
Yeah.
Athletic. Cute and wiry. Really hot.
Hello. Hello. We're going to make it, aren't we, long? It's down in the bottom of the sea where his sharks bite me leg off.
And, you know, frankly, it's on against Temptation Island tonight, so I imagine most people will watch it at 9, but...
What are you going to do? You're going to be torn.
Well, no, they're in two episodes. I watched the one at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay, very good.
So check it out.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, I like the show, and, you know, I don't mind plugging a show that I think is... probably being ignored by most people.
Sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to watching it.
So that's that show. That's Junkyard Wars. It's on TLC tonight. We got nothing for doing that. I mean, we got no spiff. We got no freebies. We got nothing.
You didn't hear that you weren't here for the meeting. They're going to send us a bunch of junk.
I love that show.
They're going to send us some empty McDonald's wrappers and some tubing.
Although I will watch it tonight at 9 o'clock because I am going to watch Temptation Island.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw a promo today on Fox that part of tonight's show is going to be, they're going to get the guys, the four guys.
Right.
They're going to get him in a room and sit him down and make him watch videotapes of their girlfriends making out with other guys.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, who wouldn't watch that?
Pretty fascinating.
How fantastic is that?
The only thing to make that better is that they had a big pile of junk on the beach.
Okay, time out. Our thanks to them. Please watch that show. Now, listen, we've got plenty of room left for the genitals for Jamaica, and we've ignored the telephones today. We've had so much going on. We'll get to your calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Tom Gavin, you're a monster. You have shown me something. Tom Gavin, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to save.
Don and Mike, live at the Super Bowl next Friday. They will show you something.
Yep.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling about the Genitalia for Jamaica contest.
Very good. Oh. The critics love Snatch.
Hello.
That's right. Yeah, let me get my Jamaican music going here.
Okay.
There we go. Yes. Come on. Tomorrow, genitals for Jamaica.
Oh, they all be the genitals. Here for Jamaica, man. All for it and us. There, go look at your pretty genitalia.
Yeah. We're having a beauty contest for genitalia tomorrow. We're trying to find the prettiest female genitals. You think you got some pretty ones?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you think you have a pretty one?
Yes.
Really?
Who's beautiful. The celebrity you most resemble?
A celebrity I resemble?
Yes.
Don't answer a question.
I've been told Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis has a penis as well as a vagina.
We don't have photographic evidence of that, Don.
She is a hermaphrodite.
We don't know that.
Talk to that doctor in San Francisco.
Doctor in the Weekly World News.
Dr. Giggles. Well, listen, if you'd like, you're in.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Johanna.
Johanna, we'll add you up, Buzz. How many girls is that?
That's 11 now.
That's 11 girls coming down here to enter the genitalia beauty contest.
Fantastic.
Again, genitals for Jamaica. Tomorrow, the prettiest set of genitals wins a week-long vacation.
A whole week in Jamaica, man.
For two to Jamaica. Everything paid, airfare, hotel, all food, all drink, including your hooch.
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't got to buy nothing. All right, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, where do I go?
Hold on. Lovely Lisa.
with her lovely genitals. We'll tell you about that. Hold on, please.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm very upset for the fact that Kansas people do not get a chance. People all over the country listening to you guys, and we do not get a chance to go to Jamaica, do any of these.
Hey!
Hey! Hold on. For you to use the word "see you in Toledo" is like for a pot calling the kettle black.
Uh-oh.
Listen, if you want to use that word, you call it the C word.
I gotcha.
Okay?
And you can participate in the contest. All you have to do, hop on a plane overnight and come out to the studio tomorrow.
Although after talking to you, I guarantee...
It's unkempt.
...that yours looks like a garbage disposal.
It looks like Frida's.
Hey,
now my wife's is my wife. Why do you got to bring my wife's pooter into this?
Because you want to disturb mine.
Well, you know, you're the one that started it. I don't want to sound like the kid in the schoolyard.
Right. It's unfair that the other ones that are close to you get a chance to win.
Well, you see, this is where we are, and we have lots of interaction with our listening audience, and when we're here, that's how we do it.
So we have lots of contests that we open up to everybody in America. But on the occasion when people have to come down to the studio for a contest...
On short notice.
Yeah. What do you want us to do?
Rub a biscuit?
All right.
What do you want us to do?
You're forgiven.
Now, take that back, because my wife has
I take it back. Brenda's a wonderful girl.
Her genitals are beautiful.
They are.
And yours look like the jaws of life.
Yeah.
I know that.
I'm sure you know what the jaws of life look like.
Well, I would take it that you're very upset, because if you were here, you would like to participate. Is that
we're
what I'm
very
getting?
Very upset.
Would you like to participate if you were here?
No.
Well, then what are you doing?
I'm just remarking for the rest of the ones who would have wanted to.
Oh, well, why is that necessary?
I'm standing up for the ones who want
to. If you were here, you wouldn't even participate.
Right.
Let me ask you something. Can you smoke cigarettes with your cooter?
No.
Oh, please.
Wouldn't want to.
I bet you can smoke them with your mouth, though.
It's a bad habit.
But how long you had that habit?
Bad habit.
How long you had it?
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, really?
When did you quit?
An hour ago?
No.
Listen, honey, don't be so upset. We do plenty of stuff for our national audience.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I just wanted to call and harass on that one thing, because I wanted to go to Jamaica without showing any.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Now we
get it. That's what it comes down to.
Always you. I wanted to go to Jamaica without showing anything. Well, why don't you send a card to goddamn Regis Philbin?
That's what I wanted.
And answer one of his moron retarded questions for the blue-haired ladies that watch your show every day.
Hi there. Can you smoke a cigarette with your cooter?
Is he doing it? Is he doing that?
Yes, he is. Call him tomorrow.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Thank you. Goodbye, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice lady.
Bye-bye.
Nice lady.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you answered the phone. But, hey, this lady on the just got off the phone, man. She should, like, if she plays low-budget Jeopardy enough, man, she could buy a trip to Jamaica. You know, but, anyways, I called about Temptation Island.
Very astute.
Hey, that was not, you thought of that one on the fly, didn't you?
No, actually, I've been thinking about it the whole time I've been waiting.
Hey, but that's good. That's good ad-libbing.
Yeah, but,
you do it so well.
Yeah, Temptation Island, man, me and my girl watched that, and when we watched it last week, that show right there can just, being a viewer can drag two people apart. Because we would sit there, and I don't know, we'll compare, because we just broke up over the summer, and then we got back together, and...
I could see, you know, seriously, I could see that happening. Watching that show, watching it last week, I could see where two people, where it would cause some discord. You know, you could see that. It's a guy's show. It's a show for guys.
Well, yeah. I could see it called I could see it cause discord if there were problems already.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
It was a sturdy, firm relationship, it wouldn't probably.
Right.
And I think that they voted the wrong guy off of the show. They should have got rid of the masseuse.
So when did your girlfriend leave you?
Well, actually, I left her, but...
No, come on. When did she leave you?
Man, you can ask her, man, because she sat there and complained about how I left her or whatever. But it was before the summer started.
And when did she come back to you and whatnot?
Right towards the end of July.
In July.
Or not July,
Huh?
I don't know. November 11th.
July, now which one was it? No, July or November. That's not too taxing.
It's November, man.
Right before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, right before Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so she left and she came back. And then I guess she left you. So she left you in July and came back in November. Is that what we're getting?
Yes, that is what we're getting.
So, because July, it would have been really hot.
Yes. That was
4th of July barbecues and such.
You remember.
And whatnot.
Man, this conversation has turned around on me.
How do you know?
All right, now,
yeah.
your girlfriend left you in July. She came back in November. And now she's left you again because of the show Temptation Island?
No. We're still together, but I'm just saying, it can drag us apart because she sat through the whole show mad.
Why is she
sat there?
Yeah, all right, because she knows you're a cad.
Yeah, because I sat there and I would comment on the women or whatever. I wouldn't have got rid of her, but... Yeah.
Were you saying things like, man, she's hot, I'd like to do her. Is that the kind of thing you were saying?
No, that wasn't what I was saying, but I was commenting. I don't know, man. I'm a guy. I'm sure you guys do the same thing.
You're a man.
You're a man. You can't
help it. I'm a manly man.
Something tells me a temptation for this guy would be like a pile of Garth Brooks records and unlimited WWF pay-per-views.
Hey, yo, I worship wrestling, man. I would take the pay-per-views.
Of course you do.
I don't listen to country. I can't stand it.
Who is your favorite wrestler?
My favorite? Kurt Angle. I know everybody hates him. That's what makes him so good. Kurt Angle.
Hmm. All right,
thank you for asking me that question.
All right, I'll ask you another one. Here's an easy one. Who's the current Attorney General of the United States of America?
The current Attorney General.
That is good. That was the question.
Yo, isn't it that woman?
That's good.
Yeah.
You're getting warm. You're getting very warm.
I'll think of her name. Like,
okay, hold on. I got to bet right now. I got to bet $10 that this guy doesn't know the new vice president's name, first name and last name.
Yep. I'm not taking that bet. I think you're right.
You got me there.
Yeah.
Very good.
Way to go.
Big Dick Cheney.
Excellent job.
All right. $50 says, you don't know the name of George Bush's wife.
Martha.
So that's Washington.
That's right.
Oh, man. See, I don't know, man. That might be right.
All right. Now, here's an easy one. I got a dollar says he know. I got a dollar says he knows Clinton's daughter's name.
Chelsea.
And I got a dollar says he can name 4 NASCAR drivers.
Oh, no. I got a dollar says he can...
I don't watch NASCAR, so couldn't...
Oh!
I don't like NASCAR. I don't like redneck ordeals, let's put it that way.
But you like wrestling.
Damn right.
I got...
Wrestling's not redneckish.
I got a dollar. I got a dollar says he can name 10 wrestlers.
Well, yeah. He's talked about how big a fan he is. Yeah.
How about a dollar he can name 15 wrestlers?
Man, we can keep going all day with the wrestlers, man. I've been watching wrestling since I was like 6-7 years old.
This is fascinating. It's a social study here.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he can name all 3 Stooges, all 4 Stooges, original Stooges?
I bet you $20. No way.
I don't think he can either. Name
I only know a 3, and I'm sure there was only 3. You got me with the 4th because I don't think there was one.
There was.
Hey, but you know what?
Well, name them.
Larry, Curly, and Moe, that's all I don't think there's a 4th one. But you know what? I'm out here delivering pizzas.
The 4th one was the best.
He was not, Mike. He sucked. Shemp.
Shemp.
You know, I hope nobody's, like, listening. My customers.
I got $10 that says you don't know Batman's real identity.
I don't know. What do you mean Batman's real identity? Michael Keaton. I mean, I know that.
Half credit.
There you go.
Fascinating.
But anyway, right. You got me driving around in this neighborhood.
Now I'm going to turn around. I got faith in him. I got a dollar that says you know Superman's real identity.
Hold on. Give me a second. I know he can't walk no more, and you were very impressed with the commercial they did last Super Bowl with that commercial.
He's a good listener.
He's
a good, loyal listener. And, of course, the... you know, that individual also featured in our Make Us Laugh segment.
Oh, yeah.
A joke that I'm embarrassed to say I tell at a lot of cocktail parties.
Me too. Okay, listen, for the record, Batman's real identity is Bruce Wayne.
Right, millionaire and, playboy.
And Superman's real identity is Clark Kent.
Oh, real, like in the movie type. I mean, I thought you meant like the actors or who played.
How about if he's ever dipped?
I bet
what's
you
that?
$10 it's yes.
Okay, have you ever dipped chewed tobacco, you know, dip?
When I was like 8 years old, my uncle let me try it. My dad told me not to, and
gotcha.
It was nasty.
Very good. Okay.
$10 says his favorite brand of beer is...
Don't drink beer. Wrong already.
You don't drink beer. Do you drink at all?
I drink a lot of.
Hold on, now wait. Don't volunteer anything because we're study. This is a study on you. So you do drink, but you don't drink beer.
Yes.
Or you drink Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Whiskey. Yeah, got you.
Do you mix it?
Whiskey.
Okay. All you want.
Do you mix it or you drink it straight?
Here you go. Jack and Coke. That's his number one drink.
That's what I would guess.
$100 says... I want to find this out before we move on. I just want... Is Jack and Coke your favorite drink?
No.
Well, how do you drink... How do you take your Jack?
With Coke.
All right.
Jesus.
Well, Jack and Huff.
$100 says he drives an American-made car.
I will tell you no. I will tell you no. I will say it's either a Toyota or a Honda or a Hyundai. What's your brand?
I would like a Honda. I'm waiting to get one, but it's a Gallant, a Mitsubishi.
Oh, I'm wrong. Darn, it's so close.
No. I would have lost. I would have bet.
Yeah, but I was close with the brand.
America.
Hey, can I say something really fast?
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah?
$10. So you got a backwards baseball hat on right now.
Wrong. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm delivering pizzas right now. I have on a Papa John's hat, and it's forward. And I've been circling this neighborhood for I don't know how long talking to you guys, because I ain't going to the house yet till I'm done.
You know, that is, it's too bad we didn't get to the area of employment, because I'm sure that a pizza delivery boy would have been in there somewhere.
Okay, here we go. This is an easy one.
Well, you know, we should do an age guess, too. Now, with that pizza delivery, I'm going to say he's 24 years old.
I'm going to say he's 30.
I am 20, and I start Capital One on the 29th after the Ravens win the Super Bowl.
You start Capital, what, you start a new job?
Yes, I do.
And you're 20?
I'm 20.
All right.
20, okay. Can you name the title of the new Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, yeah, Castaway.
Can you name the female co-star of Castaway?
No. No. I don't know actors or actresses like that.
Okay, you don't know. That's not your area of expertise or whatnot. We're pretty much we're finding the end here because it's limited.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think.
Can you name the CBS show that will be on after the Super Bowl?
Survivor.
Can you name how many contestants will be on Survivor?
15.
How many?
15, I think.
Can you name
close?
Can you name the anchorman for the CBS Evening News?
Isn't it Dan Rather?
Excellent.
Wow, good job.
I didn't hold out faith in that one.
Can you name the anchor for ABC?
No, I usually watch Fox News to tell you the truth.
Can you tell me what?
Who doesn't?
Can you tell me what the initials CNN stand for?
I don't know.
Think about it. I'll give you a hint. It's a channel where they give you the information of the day.
I know, because I read the headline sports thing underneath.
Right. Now, I think.
All right.
And you know, if
can you tell me what the letters NBC stand for?
National Broadcast Corporation.
Almost.
Very close.
Okay. I feel like this guy you had on the other day.
What guy?
Tom Gavin.
Weren't you guys asking some other dude the initials of...
Oh, spelling. That way. That's right. Tom Gavin.
Yeah. Spelling. Hey, Don, why don't you ever invite him to like your little parties you have.
What? Well, what parties are you talking about?
Like your Thanksgiving party. I don't know, all the parties you and Frida get in fight in. You know, you guys always get in
the
fight.
Like, the loyal listener.
You mean like my family parties?
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever been to a party?
When you have friends and stuff over.
Have you ever been to a party with Rob Grippy?
No.
Are you familiar with Rob Grippy, the most famous pizza delivery boy on the planet?
Oh, you guys are funny.
No, I mean, really, have you ever heard of Grippy? Oh.
Nope.
Huh.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No, man. What the hell is that? No.
Who is your favorite friend from TV? From TV's friends?
Chandler. Chandler or Joey?
And what is your favorite cartoon show? And I don't include primetime. I mean kids' cartoon show. What's your favorite one?
A kids' cartoon.
Yeah, growing up.
Oh, growing up had to be... Damn.
Damn.
It used to be Bobby's World, and then it was, but when I was a kid, it was G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fantastic.
Has your mama ever been arrested for prostitution?
No. My mom is the best woman in the world.
Have you ever been arrested?
No. I've been put in cuffs, but never arrested.
And was it due to a domestic altercation?
it was due to skipping school, and then they came to the house. We ran from the cops, and then there was a big dog over the other fence that I tried to jump over, so I just stopped.
Wait a minute.
He came up, put me in cuffs.
Hold on a second. You skipped school?
All the time.
Really?
Not yes, all the sir. Time. Can you spell the word skiing?
Spell the word what?
Skiing.
Skiing?
As in, I want to go skiing with Mike and his family this weekend.
S-K-I-I-N-G, which I'm going tomorrow.
Mm. Ah, you're a skier. And I bet you don't ski on two skis, do you?
Yes.
No,
I'm
you
try snowboarding tomorrow.
Oh, you see, snowboarding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to try.
All right, I got one more for you. Can you correctly spell the word vacuum?
V-A-C-U-U-M. I'm not dumb.
Man, he's pretty good.
So he's passed a lot of our tests.
Yeah. He's just an underachiever.
You know what?
Yeah.
As my dad might say, I think you might just be stupid. You're not dumb. My dad used to classify my brother and I like this. My dad would say to me, "You're dumb." And then he'd look at my brother and he'd go, "But you're stupid."
Meaning stupid a lot worse than dumb.
Yeah, meaning that dumb... I had retained some stuff from books, and like I could get by in life.
From book learning.
Yeah, but my brother, so congratulations.
That's good. And what is your ultimate goal in life? You're 20, you're just starting out. What do you want to do?
You know, I'm still not exactly sure. I would like to some people, it might seem kind of gay, but I'd really like to be a referee in basketball.
You'd like to be a professional referee?
Yes.
All right, very good.
How long do you see yourself with the Papa John chain?
Capital One on the 29th, and I'm continue working this on just on the weekend.
Gotcha. You're a hard-working young man.
Not according to my girl, but...
Oh, here we go with the best question of all. I will bet you $1,000 the girlfriend is younger than he is.
Well?
Well... No, she's not, so can I get...
Oh, I was wrong. Hey, she's older than you are?
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Is she over 25?
Yeah, she is 22. Just heard that on New Year's Day.
Okay, I'm very surprised at that.
I'll bet you $20 he does not use rubbers.
Damn right.
Proud of it.
Yeah, right.
Rob, I thought it was 42 if it was going in the other direction.
All right, thank you for the call. Thank you for taking our impromptu test.
What's your first name, sir?
Lauren.
Pardon me?
Lauren.
Lauren, this was an interesting study of Lauren.
Lauren, let's just look back at one question. Who's the vice president? Who's the new vice president going to be on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know.
Way to go, Lauren.
Big Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Well, thank you. That's really going to make my life really bright now.
Are those pies still hot?
Probably not. Would you like to explain to the customer why?
I'd like to. It sounds like you have a little bit of a head cold, right?
No, I'm actually smoking a cigarette. So I'm like smoking and talking at the same time.
So that'll be a nice coldy nicotine pizza.
That's it. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys. You guys kick ass.
Bye, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right, fellas.
Bye-bye. That was fun.
We never found out where he's calling from. It had to be Wichita, right?
I don't know. I think he's delivered to my house.
Beverly
Hello. Hills.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That guy makes me so glad I'm a lesbian.
All right, well said. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
That's good.
We got to fly.
Oh, that's great.
Time for one more person to get a shot at the money with secret song number 3. Now, don't forget, we've given you a clue on this today.
We have indeed.
The song is... Old school. Come on, that's a hint.
It's not old friends, is it?
No, it's not old friends.
Old friends holding hands and cutting growlers.
The song is Old School.
Old school.
And in case you don't know me, do it by a brother. All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, buddy, you had.
Oh, I thought
I
thought I had. I thought you were
you
getting
had one by a whitey.
There.
By a brother. It ain't Hot for Teacher by Van Halen, as Buzz said.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you say old school, what do you mean by old school? Old school can mean so many different things.
Old school, Mike.
Like old
school.
Well, old school, you mean like traditional?
Old school.
All right.
It's old school.
Traditional by a brother.
It's not traditional. It's old school. Call
100 right now. Phone number 877-365-3636. Give you a shot at the money right after
the mark.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
No daft pricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention today that the Secret Sound is sponsored by our friends across the hall at Main Street Title.
Cool.
This is more proof that Infinity Broadcasting is really behind the show.
Absolutely.
I recently found out that, you know, the last 5 years we've had a very small promotional budget.
Uh-huh. Right.
To give away.
Yes.
This year, they've cut it down.
Right.
To nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Way to go, guys.
Right. Thanks, Infinity.
Thanks so much.
They're really behind you all the way around here.
They really care.
Listen, F them. Okay, well, I'm not going to... Freedy was right. I shouldn't have taken that call now while we were on the air.
Mm.
Because I just got some information from Frida, who's been getting messages from our agents.
It just gets better and better.
Yeah, it gets better and better. Mm. You know, no freaking way.
Right.
No way.
No.
You know, I mean, they're threatening us with all kinds of crap.
Wow.
The people in Infinity Broadcasting.
A person in Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah. One guy.
One guy when he's not supervised.
Right.
He seems to change his tone. Oh, that's amazing that he does that.
Well, and the thing that I love about what's happened today, though, is that for the first time ever, our agent, who always considered Ken Stevens to be a straight shooter.
Right.
He lied to him, and he got caught in a bold-faced lie with Ken, where Ken said one thing to him at 11 o'clock this morning, and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Ken said, oh, no, I can't do that.
Yep, so it'll be.
And then our agent said, well, wait, but you said this to me at 11 o'clock this morning, and Ken said, well, I've changed my mind.
Yeah, great, so have we.
Right. So, you know, we're here. And frankly, if this company wants to throw the fact that if we don't refuse to go back on WNEW...
If we don't agree to go back on...
Yeah, if we don't agree to their terms to have the show go back on WNEW, and the terms are not acceptable to us, that what they're threatening to do now is they say, well, that could be detrimental to your association with Westwood One. Well, okay.
C'est la vie.
Go ahead and threaten it.
We can handle that.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, but go talk to the 60 stations that run this show. I don't think those 60 stations want this show yanked off just because Ken Stevens is unable to make a fist in New York City.
Absolutely.
Right? And who knows? You know, maybe tomorrow they'll have a change of heart and everything will get worked out. All I know is that right now I just feel like we were let down again.
Yeah, we're let down because people just don't want to take the bull by the horns and deal with this situation.
No, and the promise is there are other mountains out there. There are other challenges for us out there. And do you know what else he did? Besides the fact that he's gone out and made these grandiose threats that if we don't acquiesce to the plan that they want, which doesn't work to our advantage,
right,
to go back on WNEW, that they'll pull back the syndication. Well, our agent contacted another station in New York.
Right.
A competing station, but a station that's owned by Infinity.
Mm.
A station that would be interested.
Good.
In having this broadcast.
Very good.
Ken will block that move.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can't succeed.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's helping us out. We don't know what to do. We really don't know what to do.
And the demands that we have made of Infinity Broadcasting in relation to WNEW are minuscule.
I mean, it's nothing. And they can't even give us that. They're essing on us.
Yeah.
It's obvious to me. When I think about it, and, you know, I hate this going on while we're on the air, but I'll tell you right now, it's tough to come in here and function for these people when you're really being dicked around over nothing. Because one guy doesn't
just doesn't want to do his job.
You know, I would respect Ken Stevens, our old general manager, a hell of a lot more if he just had the balls to look me in the face and say, you know what, I can't do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the lying sack of S sits me in an office last Thursday. Here's my grievances, you know, on behalf of Mike and everybody with the show, and says, and I quote, God, you're absolutely right. You're right. There's no other way to view this situation.
Yeah.
I'll fix the situation.
That's because you were with him.
Yes.
Because you were looking at him. Because you were in the same building.
Then he goes to New York, and he talks to other people, and he tells them the same thing. And the conversation I had with him today was, he said, well, you were both wrong. Both of the parties were wrong. We were wrong, and the other party was wrong. He said, on a scale of 1 to 10, you were wrong on about a 3, and they were wrong on about a 9.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How do we deal with that?
Please, I don't know.
It's crazy.
You know, all I know is that he's going to take that station, WNEW, and he's going to run it into the ground. And a year from now, he's going to come to us, and he's going to say, God, I'm in an asshole up here. And we're going to tell him a goodbye.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, it's, you know, so minor. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me.
Right.
What we're asking for up there is, it's just a, you know, it's a minor thing. It's a technicality. And over a technicality, they're going to, you know, sever this relationship. That's fine. Yep. And don't start threatening. Please don't start threatening.
Yeah, don't threaten the fact that, hey, if we don't, if we take WNEW off the network, then, well, we might have a problem with the network.
You know, we got two guys. The only people that can make a real problem for the network are sitting in here right now.
Right.
I mean, really. It's ridiculous.
We got a contract with the network, and our situation with the network was fine before we signed WNEW.
Absolutely.
Our situation with the network would be fine if we left WNEW. And if they want to pull the network away from us, then they're looking at a contract violation.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? I mean, that's written in our contract.
Right.
So do they want to give us a loophole? You know? Please.
I'm glad we got our agent on it. You know, it's gotten so thick.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's dealing with it. I really am.
Right. Sorry. Again, sorry to bore you with this, but you would not be amazed. I mean, you would be amazed at the way they're dicking us around. They're dicking us around. We quit WNEW a week ago.
Right.
They want us back, but they don't want us back bad enough.
No.
To make a push to make the show successful. That's what it all really boils down to.
And they're demonstrating again what we walked off in the first place about, which is very little commitment to this show.
Right.
You know, just put us in a, you know, a convenient place for you that'll solve a problem for you, but don't, you know, don't make any real commitment to us.
No. And the fact is, the guy is just, he's a liar. He lied to me to my face. He lied to our agent.
Right.
On the telephone today a couple of times.
You know, it's crap.
You know, everybody that works for this company, last 10 years, we've had a truce with Howard Stern.
It's no problem. Absolutely no problem.
Howard Stern has a truce with Steve Dahl in Chicago. You know, and I know that this hurts everybody's image to come out and tell the truth. But the truth is that all these big ego disc jockeys, we all really can work together.
Yeah, you broker deals. It's right. The way it happens. Right. Because we all do the same crap.
You don't have to like the guy.
Everybody trashes everybody else. Right. Sometimes you got to do a little alliance.
And, you know, there's some people in this company who work at WNEW who refuse to do that. And the people who run that station seem to accept that.
Yeah, c'est la vie.
Right. So goodbye. Good luck with them. But UF with our network deal, and I guarantee we're going to be out of here, your head will swim. Your head will spin, whatever it is I'm trying to say.
You know, you've had a long day. Don't worry about it.
Your head will spin. Yeah, spineless bastard. You spineless bastard.
It's amazing that this continues, but I knew it on Friday. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it by the tone.
You called it. You called it as soon as he left the office on Friday.
I know the way the guy works. The guy works with, you said this a long time ago, confrontation of any kind, personal, one-on-one confrontation is what he wants to avoid.
Right.
That's what he wants to avoid.
Well, there's hurt feelings on both sides.
Yeah, that's fine. We can deal with that. Yeah,
no,
we can deal with that. So,
big deal.
That's that.
Big deal.
Absolutely. We have no problem with that.
You know what? We're talking in code here. Until we figure out exactly what we're doing, and we should know by tomorrow, we should just knock this off.
Yeah, we'll just shut the hell up.
We should just knock it off. Sorry. Sorry that
nothing's been said that can't be repaired anyway.
Sorry we wasted 5 minutes of your time. Although, you know what? We are getting real close to the point of no repair, though.
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely. We are getting close. And I said that again today.
And to be honest with you, no matter how this plays off, and no matter how this eventually plays out, you and I are going to have a long, long time to think about exactly where we are with this company after all this crap.
I think we know.
Because this has been really, really a drag. This has been a drag for two guys that once again came in with the most listened to show in the city, and it just kills me.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, this week you would think here in Washington, D.C., where we had one of the best ratings periods and one of the most important times of the year, that we wouldn't be dealing with this. But they don't seem to care because the great networker, the great guy that has all the political angles covered is, you know, that's not a priority for him.
He's a friend.
He's got another priority because he's living with that priority.
Right. The flavor of the month. That's what he likes.
Absolutely.
Fine. That's fine. Just remember what I told you before. God damn it.
Don't screw with our network stuff. Don't threaten, period.
Yeah.
Don't threaten.
I mean, if it doesn't work out on NEW, it doesn't work out. Don't threaten our syndication deal, though.
Yeah, that's not the way you get people to do something.
I mean, you threaten our syndication deal, me and Mike are going to come in and play records. What do you think about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, who wants that? And we'll play bad records. We'll play good records, for goodness sakes.
The best hits. The best mix. So hopefully this will all get played out. We do hope. You know what? I'm still hopeful that we can work this situation out. I really hope so. But right now,
I don't see how we can.
Right now, it's looking real dismal.
I don't see how we can because we've offered to compromise and to bend over backwards.
We will compromise, and if someone else compromises.
But there's no compromise on the other part.
Management up at WNEW wants to meet us 1/8 of the way.
Yeah, not halfway.
We've come basically 7/8 of the way on this.
Right. But we're not going to cave all the way.
No, that's not going to happen because, no. I mean, we do have some pride. We really do.
All right. It ain't that important to us. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Thank you for listening, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is, I'm caller 100.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Ken.
Ken, where are you from?
Alexandria.
What a great time for that name.
Yeah. Caller, name this secret song.
Hold on, Ken, I'm so upset. I'm hitting the wrong buttons, Ken.
Okay.
I'm about to faint. Ken, you won your tickets to WWF or Wise War. See over 40 of your favorite WWF superstars live at MCI Center on March 5th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, 12 noon at Ticketmaster. You've won them before you can buy them.
Yes.
Okay, and now you're going to go for $500 with Secret Song number 3. Your clue is, it's old school. The performer's a brother. We'll play you the song now. Give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Jim McClure.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. Frankly, I can't take another conference call.
I'll do it.
I can't take another conference call.
Of the all.
Yes, he got it. For $500, what's the song?
I'm going to say Run DMC, Walk This Way.
I'm going to say pretty goddamn close.
Uh-huh.
Pretty close. Let me just say this. You're getting in the ballpark.
Oh, I know.
You're getting close. Oh, you got it, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, write it down. Hey, listen, thank you for your call, and don't forget, please, that every guess
a clue
is a clue
for you.
A clue for you. as we go to the world of buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
No.
Tell me what's
no. Sweet Emotion, first off, is by the White Devil.
Okay.
I told you, the song's by a brother.
Oh, you did. That's right. That's
song's
right.
Song's by a brother.
Yes.
So it ain't Sweet Emotion. Buzz,
yes.
It's time for the news and the comments.
Uh-huh.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
So impressed.
He made it up.
Hey, what are you impressed about, the song?
I get all excited, you know, when I think I might have
The song.
And I completely forgot an obvious clue that you gave a moment ago.
You know what we could start doing?
What's that?
We could start counting down the days left on our contract.
We can indeed. We absolutely can.
I mean, it would be over 600.
But maybe not if we kept counting it down.
We can start the countdown. Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments? Is it that Ken Stevens is a two-faced liar?
That's news.
Good answer. What do you got, Buzzy?
Our headline tonight, the lights go out in California.
Oh, right.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Right, happened in Sacramento. God, I hope the guy wasn't listening to our show on KHTK. Buzz, thank you. And Mike, of course, that was very...
unprofessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas, Don and Mike.
All right, now listen. No matter what happens, we'll be here tomorrow put on a show for you.
You better believe it, and it's going to be a darn fine show.
We're doing the genitals for Jamaica.
Yay!
One girl wins a 5-night, 4-day trip to Jamaica. Courtesy of The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio, now available to own on DVD. This trip is courtesy of Beaches Resort, the newest wave, an ultra all-inclusive for everyone and the beach. And Buzz, we've got how many girls signed up already?
11.
Girls, if you have pretty genitals, last chance to call in and get it on the beauty pageant.
Yeah, it's going
to
all happen tomorrow on the show.
And now with news, here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. After months of worrying and warning about power shortages, today the lights went out in Northern and Central California. The state's in the midst of another Stage 3 alert. That means electrical reserves have again fallen below 1.5%.
Did you see the dope who drove the truck into the state capitol?
No, I just saw the fire
and the whole deal, yeah.
Well, the state right now, state officials were turning off power today, sometimes for 500,000 people at a time, sometimes for 90 minutes at a stretch. Automatic teller machine shut down. Traffic signals stopped working. And in San Francisco, a couple of students got stuck in an elevator in a law school. Power's in tight supply all over the country right now, and California's utility companies have credit problems that make the situation worse. That's what state lawmakers were talking about yesterday when the crash occurred.
Yeah, now listen to this.
The guy who crashed his milk truck into California State Capitol building yesterday has a criminal history, a history of mental problems, and may have also had a grudge against the governor.
And here's what he had to say.
I don't know.
There he is. Hey, do we have to get the other sound effect carded up?
Oh, the monkey? No.
Yeah, the gorilla.
No, we haven't done it yet.
Well, what I've just told you is the latest on the crash that killed the driver and seriously damaged that Capitol building. 37-year-old Mike Bowers had done several stretches in state prison and some time in a state mental hospital.
I don't know.
After beating up a police officer. He kept going back to prison because he kept breaking parole. They say his truck was doing about 70 miles an hour through the streets of downtown Sacramento when it crashed into the building.
Yeah.
Who knew condensed milk was flammable?
Yeah, now listen to this.
They were saying there were no explosives.
No. The deal is, there were no explosives.
But condensed milk can burn?
The condensed milk got so hot that the cans exploded.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, the tires on the truck exploded.
There you go. Huge fireball effect, according to witnesses.
Yeah.
George W. Bush headed for Washington today and said goodbye to Texas. Here he is now on tape.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Here he is.
George Bush.
I feel so bad for Coach Rubinsky.
No, I don't think that's him. George W. Bush.
Here he is.
George Bush.
Governor of Texas. So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
That's him. The wrong accent.
Oh, it is.
That's not funny.
It's not quite the right accent.
That's the tape, right?
I think from here, the label looks right. Yeah, I'd say that's George W. Bush.
Here he is.
Editor
George
W. Bush on the Washington.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten. I get back next Saturday night, so I think you'll be here Sunday.
No.
Yeah, not quite the right accent.
All right.
Headed for Washington, leaving Texas.
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush.
The critics love Snatch.
No, Bush.
That's about it.
Bush. No.
All right.
Here he is.
You lazy loafer.
that's
Uncle.
Him.
Uncle.
Here you go. Okay, all right.
Nice Bush.
All right, here he is.
There was so much energy here. Not only in the ground, but in the lives of the people of West Texas.
George W. Bush saying farewell to Texas as he heads for Washington in the big inauguration.
Spellbinding.
Yes, wasn't it?
And yeah. Humorous.
Absolutely.
Two new surveys show that most folks think the economy's getting worse and may be headed for a recession. The ABC News Washington Post poll and a survey by Gallup both show that Americans are very concerned.
Why are we asking Pollocks?
No. It's just we're polling Americans. We're surveying Americans
Thank
for their
you.
Opinion.
Very Thank good. You, Buzz.
The ABC Post survey shows that most people disagree in a big way with George W. Bush's plan to deal with the economy.
Nice Bush.
Most don't think his tax cut plan should be a priority. They say they're more worried about things like education and Social Security.
But how do people feel about the way we're being treated by this company?
I wish that our government would intervene. And really take some national action.
They may have to.
It'll all be okay once John Ashcroft is confirmed.
And he will
John
be.
John Ashcroft.
Ashcroft.
They give Bush good marks, Americans do, on his transition so far. But 2 out of 5 of us say we don't think he was elected legitimately.
Hey, John Ashcroft, you better not dance. He's going to go to hell.
Most Democrats, most blacks, and about half of all women feel that George W. was not elected legitimately. The survey also shows that most of us do support Bush's missile defense system until the surveyor asks us or tells us how much that system's going to cost.
The Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.